Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
guys playing tricks on me. Lay it down, call him your big homie. It look like you got a problem. So if you got a problem, come on and let's solve. Trauma, trauma, keep them drugs going. While this dog pound paint to keep them guns blowing. Forever I'll be that nigga they love. The hate from the cradle to the graveyard. Pray know my name, who am I?
I could kill.
Yeah. One time, like. Let me get a little bit more mic. Pause. Yeah. Talk to them like. Music for my friends, shit. Different approach, though. Introspective, like. See what it look like. Trying to be counting until it hurts, though. Hashtag, we keeping the money first blow. You work slow, then you last as far as first go. Ivy League street raps, I sort of birth those. Never stepped foot on a step without my steps being into sneakers that made you need to rewind. Yep, I was 18 in the dorm, getting pictures drawn by the art majors. The chains that I was spinning on, week later had that chain. Went and hit the halls, put it on your whiz while I tagged. I was tripping, broad, nah. The perils of being young, staircase with a stripper. I let her be who she want, rewind to how I grew up. Fast forward my new up, caught in between corner dreams and hallelujahs. Waking up with visions of credit card schemes and then buying art with them or whoever lost fees. The irony that's in that, well obviously I'm backed by some guys that don't get it, but got me if shit is packed. Shit changed, shit didn't, show money on denim. The upscale vandals, the jeans, they been visible. We was bound to be around when we around, so we roped off the circle from squares to keep them out. Spilling spade on cool grades. To your broad, I'm not. To your mom's, I'm Cool J. To your squad, I'm the god. A product of two days. And the closest to Sean since the moment you knew Jay. At least that's what they put in their tweets, as well as the voices in front when I look up the street. Right? Said if we treat the last like it's the first, the only problem that we'll have is counting until it hurts. I mean, said if we treat the last like it's the first, only problem that we'll have is counting until it hurts. One time.
Count until it hurts. Count until it hurts. Count until it hurts. Tell us count until it hurts. Count until it hurts. Count until it hurts. Count until it hurts. Tell us count until it hurts. Like count until it hurts. Count until it hurts. Count until it hurts. Tell us count until it hurts. Right. Instead if we treat the last like it's the first, the only problem that we'll have is count until it hurts. Right.
Yeah. One time like. Try and count until it hurts. Counting until it hurts. Yeah, mini series part 2 shit. FGR shit. One time like. They still call me S-K-Y-Z-O-O. S-K-Y-Z-O-O. One time for A-Rab like. Yeah.
MCMI.
Drop a gem on.
Wonder I'm a shit, me and my conglomerate, same crime. Bigger try, y'all, I suck a dick. Let me live out my dreams until my heart give out. If all with cream, you know exactly what this is about. Fuck y'all mean, handling a sense of team. Like LeBron or Sebastian, high school graduates. Straight to the league, I ain't waiting for my knee to blow. Yesterday, I was needing this dough. Get it? I was needing this dough. Long as your map is fast, if you're reading it slow, yeah. My life ain't rosy, but I roll with it. My mom was fine till the dough hit it and told me that the mo did it. And now the culture shit is so acidic. I blow a digit on a diamond and central pay visits and won't miss it. So don't twist it. Young as Jesse's nice, Morris, the 96 tricks. copper some more. The Benjamin's going to stash box under the floor. My president to represent me, now you know. My boy Zeke said he was on a tear when no tears can fall. Cause he was on the block when no squares get off. See him in a circle, all we do is ball. Two, we all got triangles on our wall. Ain't just rapping for the platinum, y'all record. I recall, cause I really been there before. Never fall behind cause I think too forward. All about the grind, like me so horny. Warned you early on about my mindset. You thought it was an empty bomb threat. So I flew into the building like 100 Osama. Said to do a few millions. Exposed the world to a hustler's true feelings. I came into this game with nothing to prove. You never stop a nigga in that type of mood. So every move I made confused the industry. And my president to represent me. Go to wifey, you know how that go. Jacksons go back to them, we cop it some more. The Benjamins going to stash box under the floor. My president to represent me, now you know.
Underground Radio, real hip hop, real talk, GMS and LR Blitzkrieg Friday nights, MCMIReport.com, man. This is Shot Stimuli, aka the President, Brooklyn, always in the building. Y'all know what it is. Tune in. Yo.
Told you we ain't playing, man. What we got next? Bruce. Yeah, what up, Mike? Let's get busy on these mugs, man.
Yeah.
Brownsville, man. Detroit.
Yeah. Yo.
Assalamu alaikum, Mr. Rap Jack Tatum. I break backs of rap cats and fabricating. You just a worker, why is your boss hating? Talking bullshit, get lost in translation. Nerds making the game lame, you birds faking. I will smack your fucking head off, verbatim. Line for line, rhyme for rhyme. I will end your fucking career with the sign of mine. All my life I've been the fool with the drama. I'm at peace now, ever since the nigga took his shahada. So moody, my raps are so groovy. Bald head and big beard, I'm so sooty. 50 MCs, put them in the line. Take 50 more thugs with their hand on the nine. It'll take 50 more before I go for mine. Buck 50 across the face for niggas thinking they rhyme. It's nothing to end your life. PF, Tone Toker, and Jimbo Price.
Three. Yeah, man, that's what niggas I'm talking rough about. 50 MCs, old boy. Blah. Yo, Gil, what up, though?
Tony Toker, landlord, record heat, and then I put it out like the only smoker. Disrespect our folks and soldiers.
Simpson,
I got it made like I'm boning Oprah.
What?
I got your number, fuck a Motorola. I buckle load a toaster, burn bread and turn heads to comatosis. Comatosis, sleep well. I'm conniving like my dog in D12. I'm surviving, OB style like B12s. Me fail never, let your face wrinkle up. Pop you, then come back and wet the same spot up like sprinklers. You want war, don't think of us. Soon as you do, we'll shoot at your crew. Then it's back at my spot with the beautiful view. This is living for me, but music for you. Kyle Simpson, Rice flagrant statement.
Yeah.
Heater on my way, still scrapes the pavement. Assault rifle like a limo truck. I don't A&R, put your demos up. And give me the cash flow. I'm Muay Thai rappers and call them collabos. Catch a knee to the face, you can sleep in the lake. Or hand over the keys to the safe. Yeah,
got the whole
Blitzkrieg,
Q Lessons
in the building.
She's
there. What's going on, man?
Yeah, yeah, I'm in the building.
MCMI Radio.
I'm on the airwaves.
I'm back.
I have Wi-Fi.
What? Wow.
I'm just saying. We're an online show. I have Wi-Fi. I'm in the building.
All right. I guess. Yeah.
Oh, well. So, hey, they don't all work. What can I tell you?
No, nah, that one didn't work, man. You lost me.
All right.
So it was hot outside today. It was cold as shit yesterday, but it's all good. Back to summertime again. Yeah, no.
So good that one day of relief.
Yeah, I liked it. A lot of people was like complaining and shit. I loved it. I was like, oh man, it feels like, you know, September, but I know it's going to get warm again, so I can enjoy it. It's not like it's going to just keep getting colder, you know?
Right. To me, it felt like the air conditioning was on outside. So I was like, thank you after that. Because in those really hot days, when it was like 95 degrees, I was outside, like working out in the park.
Yeah.
I was like, the sun was killing me.
So what's going on, G?
Yo, it's a lot of crazy events coming up, man.
A lot of crazy events in the past, a lot of crazy events coming up, a lot of good shit going on.
It's the summer of hip-hop this year. It's like, I don't remember it ever being so many back-to-back crazy outdoor hip-hop shows, indoor hip-hop shows. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
But what's the ones that you were referring to that passed? Tell us.
That passed, geez, I don't know. Well, in the past week, I've gone to see hip-hop at both of the baseball stadiums in New York City. I went to see Nas on Friday, last Friday at Citi Field, which is where the Mets play, for those of y'all that don't follow baseball or just, you know, live under a rock. And that was dope. It was after the game. You know, they did a concert. They have a concert series that they do over there at Citi Field, which I still want to call Shea Stadium, but it's not, so whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was dope. It was real dope. He came out. He rocked a lot of his old joints. He rocked a lot of stuff up his new album. But it was it was not as good or very pale in comparison to what I went to on Saturday, which was the Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake concert at at Yankee Stadium. And that was just, you know, I mean, it was different because it was a full-on production for that. They, you know, they set that up for that entire weekend, whereas the Nas thing was like after the game, they rolled out like a mini stage, you know, put up the speakers and let them rock, you know. So
okay.
The production value was, you know, way
right.
different, but still a good time. You know, you got to give it up to Nas, and it was very dope that he was able to rock at, you know, the stadium in Queens where he's from. So people definitely appreciated that. And, yeah, that Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake concert was insane, man. I loved it.
I saw your Instagrams of both of them, so I know exactly what you mean. Like, Nas, it looked like Nas was pitching. Like, he was throwing out a pitch. He was right in the center of the baseball field, right? Yeah, that was
ill. Right.
And then the Jay-Z set was with Justin Timberlake was just this giant, monstrous setup with lights and screens. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you give people your Instagrams? They can go check it out.
Yeah, you know, my Instagram thing is my Twitter, LR_Blitzkrieg. And, yeah, go up there. Definitely follow me on both of those. And, you know, I put up the dope shit, so the funny shit. Check it out.
Now, while you were at one of those shows, I think it was the Jay-Z show, but I could be mixing them up. I couldn't go because I was going to another event, and you couldn't go to that event because you were at that show. So it was so much hip-hop going on that day.
It's crazy how upset I was. It's crazy how upset I was that I couldn't make it to this event, but, you know, it was like something close to us because we kind of had a hand in making that whole thing happen. So it was kind of fucked up for me to miss that, but, you know, I had these tickets that I paid, you know, hundreds of dollars for, so I had to go.
So shout out to last week's guest, Kevin Fitzgerald, because he directed the movie Freestyle, The Art of Rhyme, and at the New Eureka Poets Cafe, where they have this event called Words, hosted by Wise Guy and Gaston, thrown by Rocky LaMontagne, they screened the film. So instead of having an artist showcased and performed, the film was the performance. It was like over an hour long. And it's this documentary all about cats getting in ciphers and kicking rhymes and freestyling. And there's a little bit of debate over whether a written rhyme is a freestyle or if you have to strictly go off the top. But either way, whatever your definition, it was about the culture of people getting together, not at shows, but like in parks, in the street, in front of health food stores, just any, you know, all over, West Coast, East Coast, down South, and just the art of like rhyming in a cipher and the communication, the brotherhood of that. It was a really dope film. And they filmed this between 1995 and like 2003 or something like that. And they keep adding footage to it, too. They've had new edits. So this film has come out in the past, and it's on DVD, but it just got released on iTunes. So that was the big deal. They're like, oh, it's on iTunes now. So they did a screening. It was pretty dope. And they had a bunch of us that are in the film because they had filmed us at some point. Cyphering, they had us come up on stage at the New Eureka in Freestyle. It was myself, Pack of Film, Wise Guy Gaston, Baba Israel, who raps and does a beatbox, and D Cross, who raps and does beatbox. So it was pretty dope. Hope I'm not missing, leaving anyone out. But yeah, it would have been hot if you came too, but, you know, the show went on.
Yeah.
So that's just in the last week.
Yeah, man. There's been, you know, shit all summer. Before that, the week before that was the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival with EPMD, Redman, and Pusha T. That was crazy. Me and Pac FM was in the building along with Mecca. We was watching that show. That was dope. You know, we had the Rakim Summer Stage show that we went to. Shout out to Lyricist Lounge and them putting that one together. That PH rocked that. He opened up for Rakim at that joint. Yeah, just a lot of, like, really big hip-hop joints. They got the it didn't happen yet, right? The Jungle Brothers joint thing is another Summer Stage one that's coming up.
Right, that's on our website. If you guys go to mcmireport.com, you'll see that flyer. That's going to be dope. There's a dope opening group, too. There's an opening for them. Hold on. Got it right here. Jungle Brothers. No, and where is it? Oh, my browser's going slow. Come on, Paige, load. Jiggy. Special performance by Jiggy.
Oh, Jiggy.
That's going back. Yeah, they're opening for Jungle Brothers, so that's going to be there.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that founding member of Lyricist Lounge, Anthony Marshall, he's part of Jiggy. He's in that group. He rhymes on a lot of the joints, man. You got to check him out.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, yo, let's we're going to talk about Rocksteady Crew Reunion. Or actually, they call it Anniversary. It's their 36th year of doing this event since they started Rocksteady Crew. And they always do it on Crazy Legs' birthday. I think it's his birthday this weekend also. And they have been doing it in New Jersey, at this park in New Jersey, for the last 2 or 3 years. And a lot of people didn't really feel that location as much as some prior locations. But they've now moved it to Summer Stage. So this Sunday, Rocksteady Crew 36th anniversary is at Summer Stage, Central Park, middle of New York. That's a crazy venue right there. And it's headlined by Pete Rock and CeeLo Smooth performing together.
Yeah, man.
So that is going to be an amazing show. And I want to open phone lines. Call us up and tell us something that happened at a show, or tell us about some event you know about, or talk about Rocksteady Crew Reunion, which is going to be hosted by EOW. They've been hosting it for a while now. So call us up at 646-478-3599. And we're going to take a caller right now. I'm not even going to screen. I just want to see who this is. Let's just put them on. MCMR Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. What's going on?
What's going on, Americans? This is Tony Touch's little sister, formerly known as Destroy, currently known as Blitz. What's up, man?
Wow. You have a lot of names. You're always changing them.
Destroy in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Why? You guys got a live audience in here? It's the money I got to see.
Yeah, you know. We got a big budget, man. Don't worry about it.
Right. We actually pay these people to sit here and just clap a couple times when we point to them.
That's what. And to look at Blitz's chest hairs.
Yeah, you know. They enjoy that shit. They enjoy it.
So, Rocksteady Anniversary, as you guys mentioned, is happening 36 years since these old dudes been breaking their ligaments on cardboard, and then now it's finally back in New York City after how many years? That it was in New Jersey where crack was invented at this place. You know, this place in it was in Newark. And it was like by a rehabilitation center, a place where they discovered AIDS, like a whole
that why, okay. Because every time I would go, I would walk up the block towards the place, and I'd be like, damn, yo, this neighborhood, I don't know, man. There'd be some burnt-down buildings and some questionable characters. But then when we got to the park, it was a dope show. But, you know, just the location was very hard to get to. If you're from New Jersey, you love it.
Yeah, if you was out of towner, you definitely felt like you would want to give your wallet to someone. And they wouldn't even have to rob you, which was kind of very bad. It's just in this specific area, because I've been to Jersey,
right,
and there's a lot of nice places, but this
specific
area was stuck in, like, a Charles Bronson movie. You know? But now it's back in New York City, in the rape capital, Central Park. So it's going to be definitely a fantastic thing, because it's from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock, and it's free for all these hip-hop cats who can't come out their crib because things cost too much. You're about to see a very possibly tense show with P-Rock and CeeLo Smooth. The last time they performed in SOP, I thought somebody was going to get snuffed.
Yeah,
it was so tense on stage, but, you know, it's going to be great. They're going to be performing. Q Unique is going to be performing. Handbag Sandbox is going to be performing. Who else is going to be performing?
Brand Nubian.
Brand Nubian's going to be performing.
Brand Nubian.
Special Ed is going to be performing. He's not
really?
Yes.
Holy shit.
We got to get some music from Special Ed on, too, man. We got a joint with some of those people that you mentioned, man. I got
QUD
music
queued up. And just to let you know, sorry, it's not Legs' birthday. His birthday, he's a New Year's baby. He's June 1st. But it's Rocksteady's. That's when they first had unprotected sex as B-boys 36 years ago. So
my bad, I got that confused. Let me mark that on my calendar.
Me and Tony Taco are going to perform the song that we have with DJ Premier.
Touch and Destroy, right?
Yes, brother. So I'm hyped. So, you know, like you guys were talking about, it's a beautiful, beautiful time for hip-hop. The Nas event, listen, we all know Nas has a terrible memory. I'm not sure if he knows his kids' names. How are you going to forget the verses on Illmatic, son? Like, every time he did something from the new album, I was like, let me sit down and, you know, go on my phone and get a virus on my phone. That's more interesting than watching him mess up his lyrics. But when he did anything from Illmatic, I was hyped. There were people throwing ecstasy pills. It smelled like 5,000 pounds of weed.
Yeah.
You know, the music wasn't that loud, and I could understand the reason why Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake was more of a production. Obviously, the tickets were more expensive, and it's built around those two superstar acts. But it was a great thing for hip-hop to see that in Citi Field, and a lot of people be able to see that show. So,
absolutely.
Continue that wonderful thing, and come out to Central Park from 3 o'clock, from 3 p.m.
free.
To 7 p.m. It's a free event for you cheap dudes who are like, yo, buy my CD, you like hip hop? Go over there and watch these dudes who are amazing and do their thing. Another thing I have to say, on Wednesday there is also a show with Rocksteady. It's more like a play. It's called Ghetto Made, and it's more like a story about a kid coming to New York and learning about hip hop. So that's great as well. So if you guys want more information, you could go on youchiz.com or redtube.com or 8thstreetlatina.com to get more information on there.
Right. Yo, speaking of shows, what's up with Willie B? Tell them about that joint that you do.
East Willie B is a web series where we don't have people that are too young to have babies walking in front of the camera, but it's about gentrification in New York City, addressing lightly about, the hipsters coming in and upping the prices for rent and stuff like that. But overall, it's just a love story, and also a story of a guy who has a restaurant that he wants it to continue to be successful in the new community. That is Bushwick. So
nice.
It's been good.
Where can they find that?
They can find it on eastwillieb.com. Right now we have a couple of episodes with Joel Ortiz and also my little sister Rick Gonzalez. He's on there as well. There's a lot of people on there that is interesting. There's 6 episodes, and I tell everybody that's listening, all 7 of you guys, me, Blitz, GMS, and the 4 other chicks that we banged on tour once, listening. I want you guys to take an opportunity, go to eastwillieb.com, share it on your Mi Gente page, enjoy it, because right now, you don't have to pay a fee. We raised $50,000 on Kickstarter to get this thing made. So all we need is for people to click it, to like it, to share it. And
get the numbers up and get more people to watch it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because say what you're
going to
say.
I'm sorry, is it Willie with a Y or I-E? Because I want people to find it. It's East Willie
with a
Y?
Yeah, it's with a Y. It's
East Willie
B.com. All the episodes are there. if you are affected by gentrification or your rent going too damn high, you'll enjoy this. So, you know, go out there and support it, man. You don't have to pay for nothing. Stop being a little bitch, you know, and just like it, man. Being so sensitive.
And, you know, and Destroy, there's a lot of documentaries about gentrification. I want people to know this is an entertaining show. This is drama. This is comedy. This is like this
yeah,
is a great
right,
story. It's not
right.
just it's not a documentary. This is really a dope show, man.
No.
You gotta check it out.
Yes, it's definitely done in a sitcom style. It is comedy. Thanks for bringing that up. And you know, it takes place in the bar, kind of reminiscent of Cheers. And you know, we had a full crew, a cast in the spot. You know, we did it. We like did it to where I feel was correctly. And it will be fantastic if people take the time out and, you know, check it out and share it.
Dope.
So all these things we're sharing right now are free. Rocksteady Anniversary is free.
Free.
East Willie B is free. Listening to this show right now is free.
Everyone who's listening right now has to send us money. Everybody, if you're listening right now, go on PayPal. You owe us $5.
It would be nice. You know what would be nice? What was the rock band that gave people the opportunity to pay whatever they wanted to pay for the album? Nine Inch Nails. We should do a hip-hop event and tell people, pay whatever you feel that event was worth. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
true. We should do that.
It can't have fucking Pac FM making out with Poison Pen's nipple hair. You know what I mean?
No, that wouldn't be good. No one would pay for that. They'd want money back. They'd want a refund.
It's got to be dope, man. It's got to be definitely dope.
Yo, if I saw that, you'd owe me some money work. I'd be
Destroy.
I think that should be...
D, I got a question for you. Since, you know, you guys raised phenomenal amounts of money on your Kickstarter with East Willie B, and also because we're talking about, you know, the Rocksteady Anniversary... which is, you know, has that old school hip hop feel. We have a story that we put up on.
Yeah, are you listening, man? Are you singing opera?
On East New York. We put up on MCMIReport.com about the Graffiti Rock 30th anniversary, and I wanted to get your take on that because they're also doing a Kickstarter. And I don't know if you heard about it, but.
You're bringing that to my attention, and thank you for that. I greatly appreciate that. You know, me, I don't remember actually watching it, but I remember I remember being a part of, like, I didn't watch it live when it was being aired. Like,
okay.
I saw the recap of it. And, you know what? I'm Q, you know anything about Graffiti Rock? But you have anything to say? I'm here with Q Unique. And
Q Unique?
Hey, what up, Q?
Hold on. Hello?
Hey, what's good,
Q? Hey, what up, man?
Gotta give me the floor. Gotta give me the floor. We got two of the artists in the building, people.
Yeah, man.
No doubt.
This is a big deal.
Good to hear from you, man. You're on the air with GMS and Blitzkrieg, you know. It's the homies from around the West.
What's going on, man? What's going on?
That's good.
Chilling,
so...
Yeah,
now,
so I was asking Destroy about, you know, the guy, Michael Holman, who put together Graffiti Rock and also a lot of other things in hip-hop, like history that I didn't even know about. He's doing a Kickstarter to re-release a special edition of Graffiti Rock with, like, extra footage and never-before scenes. And I remember being, like, 5-6 years old watching Graffiti Rock for the first time when it came on TV and watching, like, Run DMC battling Kumo D and, you know, the Treacherous Three and all the breakers that was there, you know, it was crazy to me. So I wanted to get your take on, like, the whole Graffiti Rock thing, if you remember.
Yeah, I definitely remember. You know, for me, when I first saw it, it was really cool to see something like that because I think at the same time, there was like, might have been like American Bandstand was still on, and you had Soul Train was still going on at the time.
Yeah.
But we didn't have anything as far as like what the youth was listening to, which was, you know, hip hop. Most, I mean, we were listening to everything, but hip hop was definitely first
first on our list. So to see something like that was cool. Unfortunately, it didn't. I think there was only one episode, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Or just the pilot. It's interesting because when the Scheme team did the 12-inch with Arsonist and Nonfiction together, we got
mm-hmm.
Michael Holman to agree to make an appearance at the end of it, because remember, we were ripping off the Graffiti Rock concept for the video that we did, the 14 Years of Rap.
Right.
And at first, he was, from what I remember, he was kind of reluctant to do it. Like, he wasn't, I don't know what the deal was, but he was being kind of difficult about it. And then at the end of the video, he rolled up and he made like a cameo appearance of just like trying to snatch the mic from Bobbito or something like that. It was really weird. And then I was, Crazy Legs was telling me about the whole Michael Holman thing, and I guess he was managing New York City Breakers or something like that, and I didn't know that he had put those kids together. I thought that they had put themselves together. It was like,
right.
Oh, it's about that dude. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But overall, you know, I it was something that I wish, it would have been interesting to see it go further, because that would have been really the UFTV raps of that time. It would imagine if it would have went and kept on going past, and you would have seen people like Boogie Down Productions on there and Lock Kim on there, and it would have been crazy, you know, because it would have changed with the times, you know, and never had that chance. So
yeah,
it was cool for that one episode, you know.
Yeah, so you know, like I said, they got the they're doing a Kickstarter to re-release Graffiti Rock's 30th anniversary, along with some never before seen footage and you know, background stuff. So if anybody wants to check that out, definitely go on mcmireport.com. It's up there. It's probably like the second story that's up right now. We want to thank Destroy and yourself for coming on and rocking and talking with us.
No doubt. Yo, stay tuned, because I got some treats for you guys, so I definitely want you to hear.
Let me speak to Destroy. I want him to intro his joint off of the Tony Touch album, because I'm gonna put that on right now.
Okay, hold on. Yo,
Destroy.
What up, Slug?
I want to play your joint on Tony Touch's Return of the 50 MCs right now, so I want you to intro this real big.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. All right, Americans and non-Americans, the song you're about to hear is theme music for you to punch your father or your stepfather in the face. You grab your television off the wall. Hopefully you still got a tube television like all hood rats out there with soda in their baby bottles. This song right here is called Touch and Destroy. Tweet it, get the lyrics tattooed on your mother's back. Hip-hop is here. Don't be telling me hip-hop is whack now. This is the reason why I made this song, because I love hip-hop and I wanted to give my contribution of smackiest people in the face rap. Touch and Destroy. DJ Premier is on the beat. My name is Destroy, and Tony Touch's album is the one that carries this. So go out there and support it. Yao Ming.
Yeah.
Warning. The Surgeon General of Brooklyn, New York, has determined that the sounds you're about to hear will always be devastating to your ear.
Let's do it. Yeah. That's what the fuck I'm talking about, man. Sucker free,
come on,
coming through with a little company.
Say what?
Now enough of this fuckery. If it's that boom bap rap that you want, come fuck with me.
So God,
a brand you can trust, killing shit still with my hand on my nuts.
Come on,
backed by popular demand, it's a must.
Woo.
50 MCs with plans to discuss. Plus,
say what?
I'll be the first one to set it. Watch what you ask for, you just might get it.
Yep.
Go for mine before I live to regret it.
Say what?
I wrote this line, now you can see where I'm headed.
Woo.
Not bad for a rookie. That's why promoters still book me while y'all playing hooky. Y'all thought I did it all for the nookie. Walk the third rope like little.
Look.
Super fly snooker. Yeah. Hit them with the left, right hooker. Touch and destroy, made you look up while DJ Premier cut the hook up.
Kicking them hard.
Oh, why, yes. You wanna rock it with the best. My rap niggas say yes.
Come on.
Yes. Oh, that's fresh. Come on and bring it out your chest. My rap bitches say yes. Oh, why, yes. You wanna rock it with the best. My rap niggas say yes. Oh, that's fresh. Come on and bring it out your chest. My rap bitches say yes.
I'm a destroy, standing in my destroy stance. Gotta shine like the glowing Bruce Leroy's hand. Side of this world while I'm getting Leonard Nimoy amp. 50 MCs, about to rip like B-Boy pants. I am a little nutty, so lyrically, kids will love me till I kill your buddy. And leave them like silly bully from Miss McGillicuddy to McGillic Gorilla, nigga, I'm talking everybody. Maxwell's Memorex, tone set forever fresh. Headphones, hoodie on, like Bill Belichick. Act disorderly, I keep whores with me. Cause Ruby's wanna fuck a legend like Komorvali. Get up, stand up, come and put your hands up. Mock to the track before they put his all the handcuffs. Yeah, people tweeting D is a beast. Clean version, I ain't bleeping with you bleeping them seats.
You wanna rock it with the best. My rap niggas say yes. Oh, that's fresh. Come on and bring it out your chest. My rap bitches say yes. Oh, why yes. You wanna rock it with the best. My rap niggas say yes. Oh, that's fresh. Come on and bring it out your chest. My rap bitches say yes.
And I'm hitting them hard. And I'm hitting them hard.
Yo, peace, what up, it's Homeboy Sandman, alright? First of a living break. Kicking it on MCMI Radio. Real hip-hop, real talk, you understand? This is what I'm talking about Friday 8 to 10. Congratulations on your participation and awareness taking part in this LS. Son, peace.
One, two, three, and.
Like that.
know me and my niggas. See if we wrong and kill niggas like that. That's why she being follow.
Oh, he is waiting.
Wait till she pull up to the crib. We make your homeboy give us everything. If him and his bitch wanna live, took everything from him, the money and bricks. They made a clean getaway. We even took his bitch.
You wanna go? Keep a clean getaway. Mass in the club. Keep a clean getaway. Buzz in the dust. Keep a clean getaway. Away, no fingerprints. Keep a clean getaway. Mask in the glove. Keep a clean getaway. Buzz in the dust. Keep a clean getaway. Get away.
What's going on? This is the Gwen Stefani of rap. MC Amah Radio Friday. My name is Destroy. You tuned in to Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. MCMIReport.com. Go in, wild out, spaz, tell your mother, tell your father, this situation, this MCMI radio, holds them down, all right? Hopefully everything is fantastic in your life, and if it's not, tune in.
MCMI.
Yao Ming, Destroy, peace.
1, 2, 1, 2, make it, bad dreams come true,
Destroy.
Two dudes born in the jungle,
who you mean,
what you want, dude,
yeah,
1, 2, 1, 2, make bad dreams come true, a single verse could be worse than your dick severed at birth by an unregistered nurse. For better or worse, get him a verse. Nothing hurts more than being dirt poor with a shirt torn. Secondhand shit from your mom's firstborn. Now I'm a sporty guy on the rise with a shorty pie that keeps the legs spread across like 245. This is an episode of Law and Order. If you ain't brought your slaughter, secure your daughter, cause I put the horn call.
All eyes on me. Am I paranoid or having a Tupac moment? Or is it my mind on weed? I was a savage nomad with the savage soul. Caught the trash to pass. Snuff the bitch and grab the dough. At the bodega with the bulletproof revolving door. Buying from the outside so fuckers will rob the store. The street savior, engaged in the haze. And sleep later underneath 6 feet and seeing the priest praise.
Yeah, the cue serious and what I do is delirious. The reservoir door cut off the ear if you ain't hearing us. And hold the earlobe and feed my 2-year-old. A lot of retarded shit happens when the beer flows.
Cue here go, 86 with sheer go. Way we spit and tears flow. Here ho in your rear hole. Get your shit and run from David and Anthony under the witness protection, saving your family.
Let it grow on you like a track that was whack when you first heard it. But when you hear it again, it's some berserk shit. Our time's overdue, don't you know the truth? Let it grow on you, let it grow on you like a track that was whack when you first heard it. But when you hear it again, it's some berserk shit. Our time's overdue, don't you know the truth? Let it grow on you.
You're listening to the MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk.
MCMI.
Are we on the air?
Yes, sir, we are on the air.
Is that what they say on the radio still? Are we on the air? Or do they say, are we online?
Are we online? Do we have Wi-Fi? I don't know. Whatever you call. Are we live?
What's the Wi-Fi password?
Of course we're live. So, it's MCMI Radio, Friday night.
Yes, sir, Friday night.
MCMI.
It's on us to make sure
that
you know, the generations after us know, you know what I'm saying?
It is what it is.
MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
What up, G?
Yeah. I'm
chilling,
man.
I'm hyped, man. It's a dope show tonight. I'm having a good time. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
So far, I think all of our shows are dope. We didn't even talk about like what we played already. First joint I played was Corey Gunn's joint called Are You Listening? And that was off of his last mixtape called Son of a Gun. I got another Corey Gunn's joint off of the new mixtape that he just put out this week called That's What the Fuck I'm Talking About. Listen. You listening?
Yeah, I hear you.
Listen. Young Money, what the fuck is y'all doing? I'm talking to Young Money right now. The fuck is y'all doing? Y'all had this motherfucker signed for like 3 years now, and we ain't got no Corey Guns album.
You got like a freestyle and half of a song, and like what the hell?
And a whole bunch, and a couple mixtapes. Like, what is y'all doing? I don't understand. Like, Corey Guns is the dopest lyricist on your whole label. You know what I'm saying?
No, he's the greatest cat, so motherfuckers want to know. Yeah.
Much disrespect to Wayne. I'm just saying, he's the dopest MC on your whole label. And y'all ain't put his shit out yet. I don't understand. He's still repping y'all. Every time he puts out a mixtape, it says Young Money on it. But, like, y'all ain't put out no music. Not only do you not put out his music, but every time there's a Drake album or a Nicki Minaj album or a fucking Wayne album, he's not even on the shit.
Where's
the
his cameo?
Is that?
Exactly. That's crazy.
The fuck is that? Are y'all scared of this dude? I feel like there's a lot of MCs out here that sign dudes because they're scared of them. I feel like Wayne was scared of Corey Guns. I feel like Busta was scared of Lord Have Mercy. I feel like Jay-Z was scared of Sha Stimuli. I'm just speaking the truth. This is how I feel.
Right.
But these artists never get to come out. They never get their shine that they're supposed to get.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Under these MCs that sign these dope MCs who are very similar in style or at least in, you know, the type of audience that they would gather. You know what I'm saying? It's weird to me. I don't know. That's just me ranting a little bit. I've been drinking some cracking black spice rum.
Now, I feel you. Tell them why you're mad, but I feel you. I'm just disappointed that we don't have more joints out and that they're not, like, filling up the airwaves because there's no hype around his, like, album release, you know? It's just like if you put that on a mixtape, the people will listen to it, the fans, but what about people that don't realize they're not acquainted with how dope he is? There needs to be a single on the radio and a video out, you know?
Yeah. So Corey Guns, he's got this new mixtape he just put out called That's WTF I'm Talking About. There's a couple cool joints on it. The couple joints I like. There's another joint that I'm going to play that I do like. A lot of the shit I'm honestly not fucking with because he's just, like, dumbing down his style for what's going on in hip-hop today. Like, it's like...
Right.
Which I don't like because Corey Guns is one of the best lyricists on the planet right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, his wordplay is crazy. And he's just like, he's doing that, you know, that trap music, Chief Keef, whoever type shit right now on this mixtape, which I don't want to hear from him. That's not what I want to hear. But I feel like he feels like he has to do that in order to get his label's attention so they'll put out his fucking album. Whatever. Anyway, so I played that Corey Guns, Are You Listening, which is not off of the new mixtape. It's off of his old mixtape, Corey Guns, Son of a Gun. Then I played that Daz Dillinger, Love to Hate. That beat is crazy. I don't know if you're really paying attention, but that Daz Dillinger joint was dope. I played Sky Zoo's Counting Till It Hurts. Then I played Jay-Z's Dead Presidents 3. Now, that is not on Magna Carta Holy Grail for you motherfuckers who haven't listened to Magna Carta Holy Grail, which is a very, very good album. Not the best album of the year to me. I still feel like Kendrick Lamar has the best hip-hop album of the year. Jay-Z's Magna Carta Holy Grail is still a great album, though. And after I played DP3, which Young Guru, who produced that joint, decided to drop after Magna Carta came out. The full version. Some of you may have heard the edited version a while back on a Rock Boys mixtape, but he finally put out the full version of Dead Presidents 3, which is very dope. I played that. Then I played Jay-Z's Heaven, which I think is one of the top three, if not the best joint on Magna Carta Holy Grail. Heaven just got, like, concept-wise, it's insane. The beat is, like, on some, like, old, like, Wu-Tang shit. I love that joint. So I played Jay-Z's Heaven, which he didn't perform at the show, which I was really upset that he didn't perform that. And I was really, really upset that he didn't perform one of my favorite joints is the Picasso Baby. Picasso Baby is insane off the Magna Carta.
Right.
If y'all don't like that shit, you can suck a dick. That shit is dope. and then
well,
I played,
before you even continue the list, let me just ask you, since you touched on Jay-Z's album, now that we've had the album a couple weeks, whatever, you know, like,
yeah.
What are the standouts? Like, if you had to pick five, like, what's the top? I'm going to tell you mine and see if you don't agree, you could, you know.
Okay,
I
love the intro joint, which is, what's that shit called with Justin Timberlake?
BBC?
No, the first joint on the album.
I don't know. I'm looking at a playlist. I might have it out of order, but the first joint says BBC.
No, that is definitely not the first joint on the album. The first joint on the album is Holy Grail.
Okay. Yeah, my list is totally out of album.
I love Holy Grail.
Order.
I love Heaven, like I said. I love Picasso Baby. Wait, okay, what did I say? Holy Grail, Picasso Baby, Heaven. What else do I love? See, man, you're going to make me pull the shit up now.
Well, I'm going to tell you mine while we're really going through. So,
all right, go ahead.
Heaven, I love Heaven. That's like the best song on the album to
yeah.
me. That's
yeah.
The music
is talented.
What he did with the
Heaven
track
is
crazy.
The
and
yeah.
the lyrics back it up. Some of the joints, I felt like the tracks weren't as moving me as much as the verse. I was like, yo, he's saying some shit, so I'd give Jay-Z respect.
Yeah.
But
yo, honestly,
the track is okay, but it's not like some of the Blueprint joints, and you know what I'm saying? It's not. But then Heaven, the music is amazing. That's why it's a standout track.
Here's the thing with me for the album. I feel like even though Jay-Z's cadence or flow is dumbed down for this album, which it definitely is.
You think? Okay.
Yes, I do. I definitely think that. It's not as wordy. It's not as intricate. But I still think he's saying a lot, and it still has, and everything he says still has meaning and a very much truth to it, you know? But the flow is dumbed down, but that doesn't mean that the content is dumbed down. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The content is still there, but you just have to know that what he's talking about. Like, you have to educate yourself on this album almost, because there's a lot of shit where you have to be like, oh shit, I don't know what he's talking about. Let me Google this shit.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying? It's that crazy. But at the same time, I feel like the music is dumbed down. Like, the music, the production is definitely the worst of any Jay-Z album.
In a while, yeah. But there's some gems.
You know,
there's some production that's amazing, but then there's some in between there, you know. Heaven is my favorite song on there. Holy Grail is like second place. I like Fuck Up the World. I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
And I like Oceans. And Frank Ocean's singing on this is great. Like every time he sings a Jay-Z hook, he buys
it. Yeah, Oceans is great. Then
I would say I agree with you, Picasso Baby and Versus. So those are, to me, the standout. Those are my favorites.
Yeah, but
you know,
Versus
I'm not
really a song. It's like he did like half a verse on an interlude. Which is awesome, but, you know.
I just like how the music sounds and what he's saying. So, more than I like some of the other joints, like Jay-Z Blue, I wasn't totally getting that. I've got to listen to it a few more times.
Yeah, Jay-Z Blue is not one I listen to. I'll tell you what I delete, what I don't listen to. I don't listen to Jay-Z Blue. I don't listen to the fucking song with Beyonce on it, Part 2, On the Run. I do not listen to that joint. What else? Everything else, I pretty much, like, I'll fuck with it. Like, I'll listen to it. But I think the first half of the album is much stronger than the second half of the album. Holy Grail, Picasso Baby. I do like Tom Ford. Oceans is, definitely one of my standouts. Heaven is one of my top two, if not the top one. I just feel like Holy Grail, that song is, like, it starts the album off so strong that, like, I fuck with that, like, hard. I love that joint. You know, it's a good album. It's a good album. It's not his best album.
I mean, we both agree top two is Heaven and Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
But that, But there's definitely enough songs on this to call it a good album or a great album, because, you know, so far I'm saying like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 6 favorite songs on the album.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you one favorite. I have 6 favorites. So that's a lot. That's 6 songs. A lot of times the album, let me tell you how they used to do it in the old days. And a lot of people would say, how come artists have dope songs, but then their album doesn't live up to it? It's whack. And I'm not talking about hip-hop. I'm talking about rock, all music, right? There's like one or two great songs. And then occasionally there's a classic album, like Led Zeppelin's first album or Nation of Millions from Public Enemy. And that album is amazing because every single song is so great. And you're like, why don't artists always do that? How come they have filler? How come you know they know that that song is not that dope, and yet it's on the album, right? It's because a long time ago, record labels would be like, look, if you have 12 awesome songs that are like unbelievable classics, we're not going to put them all out at the same time. We have to milk this. Your next 12 songs might not be as good as that. You could put out your first album and be classic and then not have a hit record for the next 10 years. So they would take 2 songs or 3, and they would put them and say, throw some other songs that weren't going to make the album, but just put those on here. So that's an album now. Then the next album's going to have these two. Then the next album's going to have these. So they could always have a single and a follow-up single and a video and just keep having hits for each album that comes out, because they were afraid that the artist couldn't make a classic album over and over. But after a while, I think hip-hop is partially responsible for this. Hip-hop has had this thing with the ratings, with the Source, 5 Mics, and different magazines giving different ratings. So it's all about, like, the classic album. People want to make the classic album. People were inspired by Nation of Millions, were inspired by The Score, inspired by Big Pun, Capital Punishment, inspired by Biggie, Ready to Die. You know, certain albums that they felt were classics, and now they're like, oh, if when I become an artist, I'm going to try to make a classic album. So now more people are making albums with more than 2 dope songs on it. It's like a contest not to have a whack album, to have an album of classics.
Yeah.
And it's no longer selling the album anymore. People buy individual songs anyway, so it doesn't matter. Each song you make has to be really, really great. Every time you make one dud, it brings you down.
And you're making them for different audiences. Like, I can go on Instagram and look at, like, you know, the chicks that I follow or that follow me, you know, Instagram, and they're loving, or even Twitter, that are loving that joint with Beyonce. I can't stand it.
Right.
I don't want to hear it. Like, that's like an instant fast forward for me. But, you know, chicks that fuck with Beyonce, they love that joint. So, you know,
it's not for you.
Marketing wise, it's smart, but, you know, just for me, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But, again, I like Jay-Z's album, but would you agree with me that Kendrick still has him beat for the year?
Oh man, I haven't tried that yet, because Kendrick's album came out a while ago. I haven't like listened to both of them and thought
Kendrick's album hands down destroys Jay-Z's album. I'm the ultimate Jay-Z fan. I will not, you know, shy away from that. But Kendrick's album kills this album.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you're wrong. It's just
song wise,
never thought of that.
Like beat wise, lyrically, there's no contest.
Now that I think about it for a minute, I got to agree with you. I agree.
Yeah.
I know it's boring, but no argument there.
And it didn't sell as much, I don't think. I think that Jay-Z's album may have already outsold Kendrick's album.
Well,
it
was marketed totally differently. Kendrick was like, this is a new hot guy that's a dope MC. He's an MC's MC. And then he came out with his records, and people were wanting to hear it because he's supposed to be the dude.
No, see, I can't agree with you on
but
that.
But Jay-Z
is
totally different.
Kendrick,
he had the Samsung deal and all that.
Yeah.
It's a different marketing
technique. I do agree with you on the fact that, like, you know, Kendrick is a new hot MC or whatever, but he has been hailed for a while now as the new, like, king of the West Coast. So he had some push behind him. Obviously not as much as Jay-Z, because Jay-Z is like multi, you know, faceted marketing genius. Also,
MC
on the planet. You know, it's different. It's different. There's levels to this shit. Like Meek Mill was.
There's levels
to this
because
shit.
Let me give you an example of the level. If you go into any country, different countries where nobody speaks English, and then you ask someone in that country who doesn't speak English, who is not a hip hop fan. They don't even listen to rap. and you say, raise your hand when you hear one of these people you've heard of. Kendrick Lamar, Jay-Z, hand goes up. Oh, Jay-Z, of course, Jay-Z. Whatever language they speak, they know who that is. Kendrick's not at that level yet. He's only appealing to people who are checking for rap music right now.
Right.
And he's
You're
got
right.
a great album for that, you know? But
You're right.
Jay has done so much, it's like, forget it. Even, they wouldn't even know Common because he's been in movies or Mos Def, you know? They're bigger presences. So, therefore, more people are going to check for their music to see what it is, and then more people will buy it, of course. So
You're right. Gee, listen, man, we've been doing a lot of talk in this episode. It's been great talk. I'm sure the listeners are enjoying it, but we've been a lot of talking. So I'm going to run down what we played again, and then we're going to go into
okay.
the old school mix for the Summer Jam Rocksteady anniversary party where we play a bunch of the artists that are going to be performing. Like I said, we played Corey Guns, Are You Listening? Daz Dillinger, Love to Hate, Sky Zoo, Counting Till It Hurt, Jay-Z's DP3, Jay-Z's Heaven. Then we played off of Tony Touch's new album, Go Out and Buy That, Support Good Hip Hop, Sean Price and Guilty Simpsons, Random. After that, and we did the break with Q Unique and Destroy. We played Tony Touch's Search and Destroy featuring Destroy. We played 80 Blocks featuring Uncle Murda, Clean Getaway. 80 Blocks, for those that don't know, 80 Blocks is Pete Rock alongside Camp Lo. And they've been doing phenomenal shit. This is their second project that they're working on that's coming out in the next couple of weeks, 80 Blocks from Tiffany's Part 2. Make sure you check that out. Then we also play
Next Wednesday, they'll be at Santos, Pete Rock and Camp Lo. Santos for the release party, Wednesday, July 31st. All right. Go ahead.
Very dope. And then we play Q Unique's Let It Grow featuring Destroy. So I want to just get into one of my favorite groups of all time. Pete Rock and CL Smooth will be headlining Rocksteady Anniversary this Sunday at Summer Stage at Central Park from 2 o'clock to 7 o'clock. It's free. People, make sure you're there. Definitely want to get into, you know, just playing a bunch of their joints. I love their music. I think that the two albums that they put out, Mecca and the Soul Blood Brother and what was the second one?
I think it's just self-titled, but I could be wrong.
Oh, I feel like an idiot right now, but...
You know, we did this before. We talked about this album before. For some reason, we always draw a blank on this. This is one of my favorite albums of all time. It's hilarious.
Yeah. I think that their music, Pete Rock and CL Smooth, as an album, of both of those albums, were flawless. Like, I can listen to any one of those albums back-to-back, like, ridiculous.
Main Ingredient.
Main Ingredient, that's right. There's a joint, and if when I play it, I can't remember which joint it is, but there is a beat that intros the song. And when you hear that beat, I love that beat. And I remember being young and listening to this joint and being like, yo, I love that beat. How come they didn't rhyme over this beat? And they never rhymed over that beat. And then a few years ago, Kanye jacked that beat and used it for, what's that song?
Toast to the Asshole.
Getaway? Is it called Getaway? Yeah, that's
Getaway,
Yeah, and nobody realized it. And I was like, that Pete Rock and CL Smooth interlude. I love that beat. I was just happy that it actually got used, which was crazy. But you'll hear it. When it comes on, I'm going to let you know that's it. But
when you finish playing that, we're going to go back and open the phone line. So call us up while we're playing music. 646-478-3599. Hit us up on MCMI Radio. And, Blitz, let's get into this mix.
Matter of fact, it's the basement. I know it's the basement. I'm going to play that beat right now and listen to it, and you're going to realize that this is the beat off of Kanye West Getaway. Y'all ready?
Come back with the Kanye joint.
You ready?
Yeah, we good. Go ahead.
All right, let's go. Pete Rock and CL Smooth, the basement, MCMI Radio.
Right there,
y'all.
Hey, that's all
you need.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Feel the funk, baby. not what am I, right? Simple, I can do this. Like Popeye the Buddhist, I'm your host, like a do with it. Fly with the neighborhood, hijacking fella. So prepare for landing and crashing to a cellar. Bodies in the Buddha cloud, misty in the tune. Like a show on nights, a figure eight in the lagoon. Repeat rock, the complete lock and beat stop. Now all the horny heifers wanna dangle on my. Down by the dungeon with the cracks on the wall. Buffoon, I'm like a mink while you soon to pimp a raccoon stall. Vocal arrangement, ready set to hit the pavement. Right. But not before the kid leaves the basement. Yes, the younger soul brother, keep your eyes on the prize, cause you won't find another. When the funk is played, the rhyme I display. Quick to bust a dip, so don't slip in the way of the kid with the flavor. The party people savior, clocking all the honeys, eyes sharp like a razor. I kick a dance step, you soon to discover. Yo, that's the kid from Mecca in the soul brother. Yeah, once in a while I be with Tia on the DL, or I flow with peace and find my placement in the basement. The basement. Yes, where the beats and the rhymes flow. Peace, I gotta go. Grass is out the door of the base.
Tick tock, tick, things are getting sick. Here comes the hamster, and I know it makes you sick to see a black man getting paid on the regular. Car with the cellular, fellas, I'm telling you, I got plots and plans, pots and pans. Your back. So easy does it on the DL. Beat the beat, rock, and the Macadon CL. Heavy D's on the track, let you know there's no replacement. Right. Peace, sign it off, check 1, 2, 3 from the from the dungeon, all over the U.S. state, even London, halftime present, black to the people, coming in beats like a dolphin, so call me Don Shula, a radar well like Art Shell, crazy defense, a pro bowl with soul for local events, the crew name is CL Smooth and P-Rock, hit the sail when I prevail and stare into the dock, the pimp daddy of the funk flavor, catch you later, clever like a secret agent coming from the basement.
Guess what I am? Motto is that nothing ever changes. But haircuts and kicks to stacks of vocal bricks like days when Kid said he makes beats in the basement. Cold hit the pavement over to the chill side, the real side, the 77 hillside. I thought I'd just chill, take a breath, straight up Columbus Hill, make a left and get fixed. Plus the ghetto chicks got flicks of me, stacks of kicks. My joints bumping lovely, walking down the street, much props on the thin. Yo, I hear voices saying that's Robert Ringo in the face.
Fly like an eagle, a seagull, always into something, like Snoopy's a beagle. People, grab a tight hold of the cell, paw, catching raw tapes off the shelf. Blowing up spots from state to state. I'm coming to town, but you just can't wait. Check the station for conversation at 6 block. Uno here to put suckers in the mix.
Yeah.
I get deep of an ocean out of feet. Thinking of crazy shit like psychology.
Yeah.
So speak the peace, then slide like grease.
Whoa.
The beat is fast, but the rhyme is obese in the basement.
Come on. Step Pete Rock, CL Smooth stuff. Yeah. Brothers can't understand us. You know
rock, drop, punch the beat on you. Like this.
Hit the war drums and vibrate the earth underneath. Hear my people in the come, gotta wake up the chief. Not a pale frail ghost, the yellow wreck the most. Cause the Mecca land never had a Leo Africano. The Sudanian, master of the Mediterranean. If it's lovely, I'm the one you're scavenging. Lower than the mole man, R&B is silly. The only male hardcore cruising through my city. Rise to the supernova, suave like solar. Heavy hitter, I consider you can lean in on my shoulder. Measure like a yardstick, thick at arithmetic. You add it up and I grow. The high pick flip, get the picture, then I'm gone as the funk lingers on. I don't publicize things to keep the black race born. But steady at an altitude where you get the mental food. Not to be rude, here's a fresh pot brew. Oh, what a web we weave when we practice to deceive. Talking off a trick up the sleeve. Deep stock to bedrock, listen and you see. And I'm sure you will agree you can't front on me.
Yo,
was locked in a tomb that I gradually groomed. Coming out now, smelling like perfume. So take a whiff when I rap a gift, play it like the gospel. A logical apostle, colossal. Afro will cut me like a fade with the blend. Sport a bald head, but never needed hair clubs for men. Drop a scud, fully capable of forming an eclipse. Skip the backflip soon as it leaves my lips. Suave, no, I can make the funk turn to havoc. It's the old 45 and I can boogie on static. Welcome to the Ramadan, pilgrim is the Mechadon. A prayer for repairs, you crying up. One, cause ain't no misbehaving when the man is what you're craving. Put the anger in the nation on your station. And build that fills the whole circumference. And black people crowd in a mass abundance. To hear Gabriel's horn, blow it like a Nige. Watch the flavor unit with the top priority. CL, untouchable with the clip full. And possibly the posse can't front on me.
Don't you dare front.
For the entire empire, total organizer of the earth, wind and fire. CL and beat rock, unlock the hard rock. Many wanna mock, and the honey dips rock. Intercontinental for the residential, never coincidental, rough on a rental. Count all the bars, numeric. Copacetic if you let it resurrect the non-generic. The brother on the cover, yes, a rapper, not a singer. If you recognize a point with your index finger, shock another block when I hit the block. Got a devil on the seventh level, labeled as a rebel. In retrospect, I detect those incorrect and reflect the Black Power Project. Supreme, cause I chose to never blaspheme. Going to the extreme, place it on the very high beam. And drop jewels for 5,000 fools who stampede. Cause the proper showstopper's what you need. So come and get a taste of the dynamic duo. And I'm sure you will agree you can't front on me.
Think about it. about that, then think about this. If I tried to hit you, do you think that I would miss? Well, I'm fast, I only hit the center mass and head. I'm special at funkadelic, relic of the ages. If you like this, then I got pages and pages. Some dumb, bubble yum, bubble gum, chewing, chump, be screwing. Ah, the fly. I wonder why, what's the reason for the treason, huh? You wanna die? I'm high post, higher than most. Not from France, but I ain't French toast. I'm international, I'm into casting always. Got dollars in my pocket, cause man, it pays to be smart. I turn my art into an empire, cause I grow and grow. So, you know, I never tire. Got the status and the clout, no doubt, of all time. I got the rhyme to take you out, cause my rap is like a trap that you fall into. I'm special ed, now who the hell are you? You're unknown, don't even own a microphone. You can't rap, you make me wanna clap you and stone in your eye. Why do you persist to make noise when ever since I was a kid I never did like toys? I get furious, leaving MCs curious. In the days, my hits do fades. I recommend you listen to the phrase that pays, don't jest. You won't succeed, I make you bleed till you need a transfusion. This is no illusion, I know you're getting blurry. Don't worry, it's confusion of the mind. Don't whine, you can't cry forever. It'll take your life to decipher the clever rhymes that I say in the way that I do. Acting up my DJ, I guess it's on you. But is there anybody better? I doubt it. And if you think you are, I think you better think about it.
Think about it.
The lyrics are suffice. Suffice on my lyrics, idolized by the public, praised by the critics, worth more than gold, longer than a giraffe. Take them to the pawn shop, get a yard and a half. And I'm the creator of the rhymes you praise. All of y'all with the gall, I will leave in a day. Try to battle me and I'ma make it my job to burn you as I turn you like a shish kebab. Cause the style that I portray is the style of a leader. If you're really gonna battle me, you're really gonna need a whole crew. Not two, three or four, you're gonna need a whole posse. A mafia or more, cause I'm strong, rap long, yet the rhymes don't drag. Like a bag full of tricks or a trick in a bag. I'm uprising, surprising, not a nag, not antagonizing. Cause I'm full of fun, and I got a gun to kill MCs fresher than me. But they're honor, cause I've looked everywhere, under every rock, in every chair. MCs, they try to hide when I get hot. I know that they hide, but where, I know not. You're nothing but a sucker chump, you're scared. You tried to battle me, but you wasn't prepared. You slept, I crept up, shot to draws, and now you're running for your life like you're swimming from Jaws. But no, I know that you've learned your lesson. Go to church, just confess, and tell the preacher you committed sin. You battled special ed when you couldn't win. You tried, you cried, you shouted, you pouted, but I told you, I should have thought about it.
Think about it.
No, I don't want to play that. I'm not playing that.
Who you talking to, man?
I don't want to play that.
Talking to yourself, man. You talking to invisible people.
I don't want
to
play that. We got the Pete Rock remix. Brand new is performing. Pete Rock is performing. Why are we not playing the Pete Rock remix?
Play the Pete Rock remix. I'm down. All
right. Let's go.
All right.
Slow down.
MTMI Radio, Pete Rock. What is up?
Give them your version, no sin.
Hey, baby, you're getting big. Now you're getting thin, you don't care about your wit. Now Wooly Wooly got a pair of my sneakers. Wonder where he got them, cause I hit him behind my speakers. The object of your affection is the T-Tops connection. What makes it clear you love to smoke the wool?
Here we go.
The track heads attract me, they come up to my door. I don't smoke, jump, so what?
X. This shit is all for me, you won't rob, cause I smack you with a whole slew of fans.
Yeah.
Now give back to the crack, man. You was fly once, now you're losing all your front. Started off light, only took a movie front. But now you get a stripe, graduated to the pipe. Took a long tour.
Yeah.
Hype. Yeah. Head crack, head crack. You smoked up that shack in a minute, you was cracked.
Hey, yo, X, wasn't that your girl?
Yeah, I had to drop her cause she caught on the plastic and I just couldn't stop her.
Slow down.
She's always juicing,
yeah.
Producing cash from a sexual task. She loves men that trick like Halloween and treat. You ain't paid and your grade is incomplete. You got a $5 to prove her. And when you do, she sucks it up like a Hoover.
Yeah.
Taking all your paper, inhalation of ace. Her nasal passage, filled with money and it's massive. Well, what you are is a stunt man. You're on a hunt. And your plan is to take all you can from a man and scram. I've seen this time before, you're not original. Just a sick, mixed up individual.
Yeah.
Giving up the clock for a fresh gold watch. Marking off the good you get, going up another notch. You're always in action, I like those of a savage. If the price is right, then anyone can rap it. Even Monty Hall can have himself a ball if his assets are in order. What's really scary is just somebody's daughter. So don't come around, trying to make a profit. I see your friends come another man, stop it. Cause you see, you're a freak show of the town. And what I think you ought to do is
slow down.
You better wear a prophylactic.
Yeah.
Cause things are getting drastic. Slide up in the wrong when you end up in the casket. Sister, there's no need in speeding. She was doing ways before she started bleeding. What makes a bitch wanna act in its fashion? Pulled more stuff than my man Action Jackson.
Yeah.
A real gold winner, just like Bruce Banner. Lay the bitch on the bed and then you run right in her. Hoover makes no mistakes. She said, rock me tonight.
Oh, time safe.
Picture that. Honey got a problem with the bin. Meaning she likes to bend over and then she spreads the skin. The hole was just a hole and that's without the controversy. She can make the bed spring, sing the song of mercy. Come on, touch, you can take a thousand dudes. Scrub that ass and I still pass.
Slow down.
You live in style.
Slow down.
Now see, there ain't no reason for you to be out here sneezing, cause it's not the season. So if you wanna live
MCMI, like we bring an 88 back.
MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk, GMS and LR Blitzkrieg Friday nights, MCMIReport.com, man. This is Shot Stimuli, aka the President, Brooklyn, always in the building. Y'all know what it is. Tune in. Yep.
MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk. Who's this?
What up? It's Nunzio from EO Dub.
Hey, what's good, man?
I'm chilling.
How's everything going? So you hear what we're talking about on the show today. It's all about Rocksteady and their 36th anniversary coming up on Sunday. Yeah, man. You're going to be there. You got the hosting, right? EOW is part of that.
I actually, this will be our 10th year doing it,
Wow.
Actually,
that's crazy.
Which is really
great.
How did that
come about? Like, why did they tap? I know y'all have been hosts of many different shows. So like, what was the circumstance that brought y'all together where they asked you to host the Rocksteady reunions?
Oh, quite honestly, I can't really pinpoint. They either didn't have hosts for 1 year, or it's because I believe Crazy Legs came to EO Dub and saw what we do. But I really would have to give the biggest credit to probably Big Zoo and the Three Kings. Because of their freestyle ability and the way that they host, I think they just grasped onto it. And they were like, you know what, why don't you guys come and host the outdoor event that we have, and we'll see how it goes. And it really worked out well. You know, a few
you guys
people
are good
got
at
all
it.
Cursed, but that was about the only problems we had.
Right, right. I mean, it sounds good with EOW up there like that. So for those that don't know, you're a producer –
engineer, and you do a lot of stuff behind the scenes at EOW. Tell us a little bit about your role in End of the Week.
Well, I'm a true believer in play your position. The thing is, I can play many positions, so whatever is needed of me is what I do. I kind of took myself out of the limelight, being a host and, like, or being the face of EOW. And I kind of like it that way. I like playing the background and being the guy who saves the day and nobody knows you even saved the day.
All right.
I think it just looks like everything went fine for the night. But I do a lot of the problem solving, troubleshooting, whatever you want to call it. Like, if there's a problem with mics, I fix it. And, you know, the skills that I have come in handy, especially when you travel out of town. I haven't been to a venue yet where everything was flawless. I always end up having to do something.
Right. Are you the person that records when they record EO dubs?
Yeah, well,
I always see you up in the booth, in the mix.
Yeah, but that's the thing is now I have other people that I switch off with because I'm also a believer in that you have to pass your skill set on to other people so that they can pass it on to other people. So, you know, I started off working for Puff from 95 to 2000. And that's where I got my skill base from, all of the people that engineered for him, like your Tony Maseratis who got plaques and stuff. They give me little hints on stuff and pass on.
You were the young cat at that time coming up, and now you're...
Yeah,
you're,
exactly. Now I'm the older guy, like, hey, young guy, let me tell you what to do.
I know you work, even outside of EOW, you work in audio engineering, stage managing, you know, producing events. It's the same thing, and you do that with EOW as well. So I know, like, you kind of, like you said, you're keeping the whole show going, keeping it running. Things that, if there's no problems and things went smoothly, you guys could thank Nunzio, you know what I mean? Because he was running around making sure that mic number 3 was working and turning the monitors up and recording the show to dad. Also now you're telling me that, you know, you're at a level where now a stage where now you're delegating and you got other people, you know, doing a lot of these roles too, which is good because I know for a while it was just you running like crazy, doing everything like that, you know. And now you guys have a bigger organization that you can, you know, have several different people working on that. So
exactly, and that's the beauty of it.
So you psyched about this show? You know who's on the lineup, right? It's Pete Rock.
Yes, I mean I'm
Boy Sandman.
Yeah. I'm probably the biggest fan of Rocksteady. Like, people have no idea what Rocksteady has meant to my being an engineer, my whole career, basically. Like, they're the ones that got me to make the decision. Like, I have an opportunity to do music as a profession, and Rocksteady is definitely one of the influences that made me take those steps. You know what I mean?
Cool.
Like,
do you have any favorite memories or favorite headlining artists or which year that you were like, yo, so-and-so just...
Yes, ironically enough,
tell us.
My favorite was on Amsterdam. I think it's 92nd or 93rd in Amsterdam in the park they have there. And they had the handball court. So they were doing graffiti pieces on both sides of the handball court. And that was the first time that I saw Brand Nubian perform. Brand Nubian and a lot of the people from Digging in the Crates perform. But ironically enough, this year Brand Nubian is doing their reunion, so I find that like funny. But it's like Sadat X is definitely like one of the top notch MCs on my list. You know what I mean? So and I've met him a few times before, so he's cool people, and I like his music, so I can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, he lives out here around me between, like, Fort Greene and Bed-Stuy, Clinton Hill area. I always see him in the street. Had a lot of opportunities to perform, you know, on stage when he was rocking. So he's definitely a cool dude. Yeah, so this is great. And also, Brand Nubian, just in general, is one of the groups I grew up listening to and saying, oh, I have to do this hip-hop stuff.
All you know? Right.
So,
as
are Pete Rock and CL Smooth, and more so now that I'm getting into producing, you know, Pete Rock was like a dude that rhymed and produced. So, and you know, a few people were like that, Diamond D, you know, a couple people way before Kanye. So it was like it let you know, like, you don't have to put yourself in the box. If you're an MC and you're spitting, but you got ideas for beats or you want to DJ, like, get some equipment, start learning. You know what I mean? You could do that. It's not, you don't have to do one thing, you know?
I got a great one for you, too, when it comes to Pete Rock, because he actually influenced me on the actual production stuff. because my boy was actually engineering at Hit Factory, and they had Run DMC in the studio working with Pete Rock on a couple of remixes.
Right.
We were in another room. Yeah, and it was a late night session, and they were still in the writing process. So me and my friend went into the other room. The room was empty, but it had an MPC in it, and we started making beats. And Pete Rock walks in, and the first thing he's like, yo, that's dope, but you know what you should do? You should take that, put it on another track, and filter it, and that'll become, like, your bass line and all of this. And, yo, after we did it, we just looked at each other like, oh, my God, like,
that's
the beat is finished. Like, it's the greatest thing in the world.
That's so
and
funny
because
really, he taught you the secret filter technique, yes. And I had an S900 and an S950. And anyone who has those knows this.
Yes.
The filters were a dial. Like some machines, they have buttons, you know, up, down, whatever. But the filter was a knob. So you could turn it and you could be like half filter, three-quarter filter, no filter, all filter. And you could adjust it how you want. It's so much production. When you listen to hip-hop songs, everybody was doing that. And I actually heard a song recently. It was the Action Bronson joint where he takes the slow down baby hook and he redoes it. You know what I'm talking about? I think that's the song, and there's like a filter part in the middle where all of a sudden the whole beat got filtered.
There
and
is.
I said,
he's
Static Selecta. Shout out to him. He's doing that technique. Now, he might have done it with a plug-in now on a computer. So you can do the same thing with the EQ. But back then, we used to just turn that knob. So he came in and hipped you to that. And you just take the whole sample and make it your bass line. Right?
Yeah.
That's what you did.
Exactly.
And
you
got that
though. He does it. And he just did it out of the kindness of his heart. Like, hey, I see you guys trying hard. Like, hey, let me give you a couple of hints, which is how it's supposed to be. Now, you know, when I work for Pub, it's the total opposite. You come in and produce, yo, I don't want you other people hearing my stuff. And, like, don't put that on no CD or a cassette at the time. They had cassettes, too. So it's like, yo, like, it was real rude when you talk to them. So it's refreshing, like. For people like B-Rock, it's, like, very refreshing. And he still got hot beats, you know what I mean? So, definitely.
I'm sure he wasn't worried. If I teach people a couple of these engineering tricks, they're going to be better producers than me. He's not going to – how can he feel that way? He's a man, you know what I mean? Like, he can help anyone he wants. You're still not going to be Pete Rock. So, I think people should always help other people and not worry about that, you know. Not teaching them my secret trick. Is that your trick that made you
worry that
no.
nowadays? And people are funny, you know, they worry too much. But definitely Pete Rock is up there, man. He's definitely a cool guy. And no animosity, no big ego. He's like a person you could talk to and learn from. So, you know, he's actually probably one of my mentors, even just from that one night, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you can't even measure what he's done. So, you know, and I always tell this to people, like even a Sadat and a Pete Rock, like we're talking about now, they help create End of the Week, you know what I mean? Because you help create the people that are running End of the Week. So all of these people have something to do with it. So Rocksteady, to me, is part of the reason End of the Week exists, and it's probably just an extension of what Rocksteady does. And it's
so
just
how
in the
perfectly
empty
natural
realm,
for
you know?
Y'all to perfectly natural for y'all to be hosting and to be a part of it now for 10 years. So congratulations, and there's going to be an EOW at night. So for people who hip-hopped all day and it's like 7, 8 o'clock is winding down, so, you know, and it's getting dark, and they're like, oh, man, I'm so hype. I want to do some MC stuff now.
You can.
They should head over to
Pyramid Club, 101 Avenue A between 6th and 7th Street. And I guarantee you, you get there early and you will get to rock. Even if you don't get to perform a song, we always have power ciphers. You will get to spit 2 16s if you make it.
Exactly. And people are ciphering again now, so you'll probably spit outside the spot if you're really, really, like,
they do that anyway.
Spaz out on somebody with my bars, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
Opportunities for that. Cool, but you're pretty much guaranteed to get on stage, whether it's just as spit a verse right now with a bunch of other people just, you know, or whether you
exactly.
Just
do yourself.
It's about how early you get there, right?
Yeah.
It's about how early you get there and sign up, right?
How early you get there depends on whether you get to do a song, but the thing is you can always rock. And honestly, I prefer people to rock with the DJ. There's nothing like it in the world. I mean, doing your songs, you can practice that at home. You can't practice a DJ throwing on a beat and you spitting something that entertains the crowd. So you might as well get that practice in when you come through.
No doubt. So with that being said, Nunzio, appreciate the call. We're gonna play. We're gonna go into some Pete Rock and Phil Smooth joints.
Nice.
There we go. Hooked up. And keep listening to the show and everybody else. Check out EOW every Sunday night. It's there. It's there for y'all. Utilize that. You know what I mean?
Please do. And so, keep listening. GMS, thank you for the show.
No doubt. We'll see you on Sunday. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Peace. MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk.
Hey, yo, it's the Wicked Wild Child. When I want to listen to some real hip hop and real talk, I'm tuned in to MCMI Radio. LR Blitzkrieg, GMS, hosting the Illest Show in New York.
Yo, peace, what up? It's Homeboy Sandman, all right? First of a living break. Kicking it on MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk. You understand? This is what I'm talking about, Friday 8 to 10. Congratulations on your participation and awareness taking part in this LS. Son, peace.
We're going to go back to the phones again.
Hi.
We got a caller on the line from the 914 area code. What's up? Who's this?
What's good? What's good? Name's Esco, Reverend Universal Zulu Nation, Temple of Hip Hop.
Oh,
nice.
Shit. Esco, what's good, man?
What's good, brother? What's good?
What do you do in Zulu Nation and Temple of Hip Hop? Like, do you have a chapter?
Well,
how does that work?
Yeah, well, as far as the Zulu Nation goes, I'm involved with a few different chapters or sects, so to speak. I'm involved in the chapter 9 out of Brooklyn, and I'm the minister of information, or basically it's just a fancy word for secretary. So I handle a lot of the paperwork and things like that for my Brooklyn chapter. But I'm also affiliated with another chapter, which is basically involved in the global art faction of the Zulu Nation, be it publication or live shows and things of that nature globally. So
nice.
I'm affiliated with that. And then we also do a lot of, obviously, nonprofit and community stuff. So we do a lot of that stuff, too.
So you're looking forward to this Rocksteady crew. You're going on Sunday, right?
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. I'm actually with the staff for the our publication, the Zulu newsletter. So we're going to be interviewing, and you know, we'll be backstage, hopefully trying to, you know, capture as much of the as we can in its real, you know, in its real format, you know.
Right. That's dope.
Thanks.
So,
what artists are you most looking forward to seeing rock? Like, who on that bill is like, oh, yes, these dudes are
there. I mean, of course, just to know that Pete Rock and Stale Smooth are going to be there, like, you know, together, it's pretty phenomenal to me. Just, you know, as growing up, one of my all-time favorite acts, you know, you don't really see that all that much. I do see Pete Rock, you know, here and there at events and such, but to see, you know, the collaborative effort is going to be pretty phenomenal. So that's just exciting. You know, that just gets me excited there. And always a big fan and supporter of Homeboy Sandman, just on a, you know, on some of the newer artist level. So I'm excited to always see him rock. You know, he never disappoints. You know, not
right.
that the other, you know, artists aren't amazing, but, you know, I mean, for relatively new, not that he's new, but, you know, compared to some of these veterans, he is, you know, I'm definitely excited to see him and what he's going to bring to the table.
So you were saying you're going to be there in official capacity, or you're going to be repping Temple of Hip Hop? Or Zulu Nation.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the Zulu Nation and Temple of Hip Hop always. But yeah, we're gonna be just kind of trying to capture, you know, it's in its realness, you know, rather than, you know, have an outsider, you know, from a different culture, basically trying to capture what it is. You know, I think it's good for publications, you know, and journalists from within our culture, you know, to capture it. You know, I think it's just a more real feel. And we'll be releasing that issue shortly. So we'd like to have a nice, you know, nice article in there and rep it well, because it is a great event.
Yeah, and it's definitely cool. A big deal for you guys to be at Central Park, the summer stage, you know, this year, which is a really good look, rather than, you know, I mean, not that being in Jersey, or even when you guys were back over on at the Piers in the city, that was, I really liked those shows. Those are some of my favorite shows. But
yeah.
Leaving Jersey and coming to, like, Central Park, where you can get so many more, like, you know, people coming in that don't have to travel, you know, too far out of their way to get there. It's a pretty big deal.
Right. I think that kind of kept New Yorkers, you know, from being as involved, you know, in this event the last few years. You know, and now it kind of brings it back to the doorstep. And in all honesty, I mean, Jersey is great in a lot of ways, but at the same token, for a New York organization, I think it's only fitting, you know, especially as they get later on in anniversary years, so to speak, to definitely have it rooted in New York. And one of the biggest platforms, I mean, it's pretty amazing. And it's great that they open their doors like that, because a lot of times, you know, I mean, let's face it, that's a corporate venue. And for them to open their arms to Rocksteady is huge.
Absolutely.
I don't know. That's great to see that. It's an amazing thing, because, I mean, Mariah Carey was rocking there recently. Jennifer Lopez. I mean, you know, it's a big deal for them to put, to understand that these artists are on that level, you know?
Definitely
to have
a great
hip-hop
day.
Great
day and great event for real hip-hop, you know? Not just, you know, the stuff that gets most of the stuff, the promotions and stuff. This is like the actual, this is it, you know what I mean?
Right, I mean, in its rawest form, you know.
There's a few events that don't get more authentic than that. Like, if you want to get to the ground level, the source, the roots, you can go to Rocksteady Anniversary. You can go to Zulu Nation Anniversary. I know they're coming up on their 40th, I believe.
Yeah,
you could correct
exactly,
that.
November. Yeah, November 7th.
Lyricist Lounge, EOW, MCMI. There's not a lot of events that, you know what I mean? Like, there's maybe, well, this battle events, but I don't even want to get into that, just in terms of concerts.
Yeah, but that's even a different genre, right? I mean, as far as, right, you know, raw hip-hop, right, that's, you've named it, and you can count them on one hand, basically.
Yeah.
Maybe we could put Rock the Bells in there.
I mean, you can consider it, right? It's kind of on
a,
yeah, right.
A little more corporate, whatever. So you had spoke about you guys not-for-profit thing that you do. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yeah, definitely. We have a couple of factions. Right now we're doing Palante for Progress. It's basically based out of Newark, New Jersey. Which is, you know, just through the Lost Tribe chapter of the Zulu Nation. And just recently we were out there. We went out to, you know, we just got a bunch of us out, went out and into the neighborhood, and we cleaned up, you know, a really rough area of actually Irvington, you know, right outside, you know, right in Newark. So, you know, and people, it was really well received. You know, we just do things like that. A lot of it is we try to bring, you know, kind of hip-hop events into
neighborhoods that normally don't have them. For instance, you know, most project buildings have, you know, rec rooms, you know, that you know, you have to brush the dust off the, you know, the cobwebs off the doorknob just to get in. And we like to go in these places and bring, you know, as our artists in and kind of, you know, do workshops and things of that nature. We also have it's called the PSP, which is a little more political, run by Brother Shep of the Zulu Nation. And he really gets into, like, I mean, I'm talking about going in into neighborhoods and setting up, like, makeshift kitchens and feeding people. That's, you know, really art. Deep stuff. Yeah, I mean, he's an amazing person. He does, you know, really great things. But, you know, so it's intense. You know, we really like to get in, you know, the inner city and we're, and beyond as well. But a lot of times, you know, sometimes they need it the most. So, you know, we go in these things and, you know, everything from the positive things like the events, you know, the hip-hop events down to the things that are necessary, like, you know, food
That's crazy.
And clothes.
Because I never knew that it was all-encompassing like that. Like, I hear Zulu Nation, I picture, like, a dope hip-hop event, you know, like on some
right.
road. That's good to know that there's a lot of other stuff going on and just, you know, helping people.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't even say
and,
we're probably deeper in
community.
The community. We're probably deeper into community activities than we even are in, you know, the hip-hop events. But the events, yeah, you will see they're starting to get more and more prevalent. I see you just were speaking with Nunzio. We do an affiliation with them the second Sunday of every month with EOW called ZEOW. And it's just, you know, Zulu
right,
Cast, we actually
that.
Set up a,
yes.
Yeah, we actually set up a factology booth to where, you know, you can get, you know, real knowledge as opposed to, you know, some of the bullshit BS that's on, you know, the television and the radio and such, you know.
Nice. That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope. Well, listen, we're almost out of time for our regular broadcast, but I just want to explain everyone out there that we are going into overtime. So not only do we have a bunch of music that we're going to play for you, continuing to celebrate the artists that are on the Rocksteady bill, but I have something new that I tried this week. I did, Blitz, you know, Spitting in the Whip, where they have, like, somebody kicking freestyles while they're driving a car? The dude
yes.
in the back seat rhyming.
Yes.
So I did interviews in the whip. It's not video, it's audio. But, you
okay.
know, I was with Manny, and I was dropping them off somewhere, and I was like, yo, let me talk to you about Rocksteady and stuff like that, you know, and I just put on the recorder, and we was driving.
Okay.
I did a little interview. But we're going to air that in the overtime. So for all you guys listening live right now, it might cut off in about 2 minutes, and then you can go to the archive on Six Man Radio. And you can click on it, and when you hear the show in its entirety, when you hear it again, you'll hear it in its entirety. So basically, we do a little extra snippet for the people that play the archives. You know, they get the overtime.
Cool.
But, Esco, tell us a website where people can check
yeah.
out more info on Zulu Nation and Temple Hip Hop.
Yeah, definitely. You can check out ZuluNation.com, which will kind of just basically give you a rundown of kind of the things that we're involved in and ways to get in touch with people in our organization if people are interested in collaborating efforts, whether it be in hip-hop or in the community. We also have our own actual, it's kind of like our own social website now. It's ZuluFaces.com. Everyone is, you know, please welcome to try to join. You know, just kind of not to have a corporate version, you know, it's like basically a non-corporate version of Facebook, so to speak, you know,
yeah,
for
right.
the
okay.
people in the hip-hop culture. You know, we definitely like to, people to join that. And last but not least, my company is the New City Kings. You can check us out. The website's kind of in under construction right now, but newcitykings.com. But if you could also check out the,
okay.
our flagship artist right now, who's worked with actually a few of the artists on the bill. We have some music coming out with Craig G, with Homeboy Sandman. His name is Chuck Brown, and you can check him out at chuckrhymes.com and download all his music that we have right there for free. And we have a lot of new music coming out with a lot of great artists.
So,
all right, cool.
Actually, PH is another artist that we're going to be working with. So, yeah, so all comes full circle.
Right there.
Yeah,
there we go.
Exactly.
See, it all ties in, people. It makes sense. MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk. We're going to get into a couple. Thank you for calling up, man. We're going to play a couple songs, and then we'll come back with that interview in the whip from I Am Mini. And we'll see you guys next Friday, and we'll see you on Sunday, you know, at the Rocksteady anniversary.
Yeah.
Cool. So,
peace,
Chris, what do you want to hit him with as we go into overtime? Peace. Let's go.
I'm going to play some 80 Blocks.
All right, let's get back into
that.
Actually, you can stay on the line and listen if you want.
Got you.
Tell the truth one time. time, ladies and gentlemen, we're bringing to you a brand new ride. Let's meet and greet her at this time. The family, the one and only.
Making good, Mary Tyler Moore, maybe Melba Moore, sing while Maya dances on the dance floor. Mary Jane, or even Mariah might be a queen. Maybelline, or A. Marie, or Tina Marie, or Melody, or I just chill and make teeny, or
brass Barbies, clashing glasses of scotch, white lining off the mirror, eight ball and calling great schnapps. Pretty marble faces, they looking like mannequins, moving on the porcelain under the china fans of sin. Show your right, show your right, emeralds ultra bright, rayon of rubies, wrapping around the thunder night. They all wanna dance, they all wanna wave, we all wanna sip, we all wanna chase.
You're like fur, rub across my collar, does it purr? All these pimps is hysterical, I think they full of skirt. Passing by, I'm in the V-twin, goes right in the blur, and rejection don't occur. Call an officer, or a fireman, Dr. Feelgood, operates on Angela's Winbush. Call me Sonny Kush, take a puff, baby, that don't get you high. Hit the clip and hang glide, love potions and bananas, she gon' trip off every line.
Making good, Mary Tyler Moore, maybe Melba Moore, sing while Maya dances on the dance floor. Mary Jane, or even Mariah might be a queen. Maybelline, or A. Marie, or Tina Marie, or Melody, or I just chill and make teeny, or
ballerina ball, beatific bellies get blown, while miss before the blacklist, ice ceramic wrap her wrist, watch the fur blitz around her curvedness, blue bottle bubbles break out the rim I'm concerned with, pop your corset, out the Corvette, walk on the water till it waving and you soaking wet, forget the neck, stretch the neck, celebrate the scene, can walk your Maybelline until it drip clean, drip clean.
Right, I loaned your mama 2.5 years before I kissed on his cheek. That was on New Year's Eve. At 12 o'clock. Straight up.
I got a bitch in my neighborhood, she looks like Megan Good, and everyone around her holler at her trying to pay for pussy. But she don't fuck with that, I hit it till she hunch her back, she in love with that, that's why she in the kitchen baking cookies. Yeah, she a down ass bitch, she said I was her favorite once I found that clip. Saw Mary Tyler Moore at the vinyl store before, said I put it in her ass if she about that shit. Cause I need a freak that like to be a geek, roll blunts of good cushion, them that we can chief. She a believer in Jesus, I thought I'd teach her about evil and have her giving me head while we in a room full of people. She nasty, always talk to my dick, she have a conversation. Put some God in that pussy, that's a revelation. Yeah, I like to eat it if it's tasting good, never spend a dollar on a bitch, even if it's
making good. Mary Tyler Moore, maybe Melba Moore, sing while Maya dances on the dance floor. Mary Jane, or even Mariah might be a queen. Maybelline, or A. Marie, or Tina Marie, or Melody, or I just chill and make teeny, or
soul brother number one, here I come on the new tip. That's the coated rice, cause I'm rich, thick, and chocolate. Plug up any mic, I bet your beat rock a sprocket. Huns always ask what's the bulge in my pocket. I tell them taste it. I rock from top to bottom, never hesitate to say, my God. I rest on the hillside, over on the chill side, uptown. So let's get down. Funky is the word to stop his brother on his soul. Mention looking rugged, don't smart soul and the soul kicking. See others are scrapped, so I won't leave you itching. White people even say Pete Rock is itching. Harder than the hardest, harder than the artist. I guess that's just because I'm smarter than the smartest. So back up, clear the path, honey, cause here I come. Soul brother number one. Harder than a kick, quick to scoop on a chick. When it comes to skin, speed rock, got a dick. I'm at your average, every day. One, two, kick the beat and don't stop. But the shit I drop, new style for the 90s, speed rock, the trendsetter. I'd just be lying if I said there's someone better. You can act Greta, Greta with the red Jetta. Honey did me lovely and I'm glad that I met her. I come style after style, sucker MCs try to swallow. But them seem to say my style's too hard to follow. So just raise your hand and give praise to the number one soul brother. We'll keep the crowd in the day, speed rock. And CL Smooth, and if it ain't our groove, then you might not move. Remember, cause there's no need to worry none. Yo, soul brother number one.
Number one soul brother. 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 Number one soul brother.
Enough respect to my man Grand Poobah. Enough respect to my man Biz Markie. Enough respect to my man CL Smooth. Enough respect to ECMD. I'm like high octane with everything to gain. Those who try to step to this can catch pain. I keep a mag in the trunk of my jack in case some punk fag wants to catch one bag. Soul brother number one, and I didn't come to rip the finesse. I possess, I make a hardest hun stiff. I'm full of motivation, handle any situation. Hun said I'm so smooth, they should call me lubrication. Mr. Splendor, a good backbender. Honeys always say Pete loves me tender. Call him Pete Fox, see you smooth if you want the job done. Soul brother number one.
MCMI Radio, real hip-hop, real talk.
MCMI.
You heard a spin in the whip? Well, this is Interview in the Whip.
Yo, what up? This is Iron Many.
MC extraordinaire. And where we just came from?
Just came from a sick workout, hitting the bars up in Bay Ridge. GMS is coming along very nicely.
Trying. Trying to keep up with this guy. He's an animal.
He brings his sunblock so his head doesn't get burnt.
Word. I have to do it. No hair. Yo, so... because I noticed that, you know, when I went to your recently a couple of your shows, I think it was the album release and another event, you have a lot of women in the audience, you know, a lot of ladies come to check out your shows. Of course, you have a lot of guys and you got the MCs that support you and the fam, but there's a lot of ladies.
But yeah, you know, whatever works, man. If the girls want to come and, you know, buy a ticket to see me on stage, if they have a crush, I encourage that. They want to come for the music, that's great. Just help me pay my rent.
No doubt. So So, you know, I used to go to the gym a lot, but, you know, it gets boring, like you've often said. And I was like, yo, you work out in the park? That's crazy. And I wanted to see what this guy did. So I came up here. You know, he is a trainer, a little side thing also. You know, he trains people, he gets them in shape. So I definitely needed to get back in shape. And your workout is interesting. You know, we basically use in the jungle gym in a playground, right?
Yeah. I used to use the gym. I used to lift weights. You know, I would have these encounters where I would see people come, you know, whether it was in the gym or even sometimes in the club, actually, and they would start doing just all of this wild body weight stuff that I physically did not have the strength to do. You know, I felt inferior, and I wanted to obtain that kind of strength, and it was just more exciting. It was more impressive. You know, we've all seen the 300-pound guy lay down on the bench and then lift the big weights. You know what I mean? And it's, you know, it's impressive, but it's not, you know, it's, you know, do you want to look at the guy that's, you know, punching? What was that character? He walks through walls. What, Juggernaut? Juggernaut was dope, but the superheroes with more agility were always the ones that we...
Right, like the Spider-Man, the Daredevil,
Spider-Man,
the people,
Superman.
Captain America, see what that's
doing. Yeah, the people that are active, that are, you know. So for me, I didn't want to just be like this... I didn't want to be Zangief, you know.
So what's more interesting, like when you, or what's more impressive? You said they were doing body weight. What does that mean?
That
more impressive?
Well, because, you know, they were doing body weight exercises, but it was the level,
right,
of the, you know, one arm pull ups,
right,
you know,
okay,
lift your entire body up with one arm more than once, you know, do a flagpole, you know, do handstand push ups, do clapping handstand push ups, you know, there's no level to where it goes, and it's constantly getting more and more creative. You know, do
so
handstand
like
push-ups.
Super calisthenics.
Yeah, do handstand push-ups with three on your fingertips.
Nice.
It's going to keep evolving. I've seen people doing push-ups on beer bottles. You know what I'm saying? Four beer bottles, you know? And
balance. That's pretty.
Balance.
And not break them.
And it's more, it's, you feel more in touch with yourself. It's, you know, it's more of a connection with yourself. The weights, it's, you're using something that's on, you know, it's not a part of you. The weights
like
are not a part of you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's something that's outside of you. But when you use yourself, there's just a little bit more of a connection there.
So it is more fun, I admit, because you got this guy got me climbing on the swings, doing pull-ups on the swings, doing L leg lifts, and using ladders and benches and bars, you know, just miscellaneous bars that are on a playground that you can do different types of muscle ups, you know, from different angles and stuff. It's kind of,
yeah,
it's very hard. It's way harder than weights. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, and
I can only do like five of anything at first because I'm not used to this. It's like crazy.
And it's why it's growing. It's why it's growing. You know, I had the gym membership. I didn't renew it. You know what I'm saying?
But anyway, let's talk about some music real quick. But holler at I Am Many if you want some tips on your workout and if you're into the street workouts and, you know, that kind of thing.
Word up.
But what's going on with the music? You know, how's it been going? Like I said, your album release, that was for the project called Disobey, right?
Yes, sir.
How's that going, you know?
The Disobey shit is dope, yo. It's going good. We just released a video, Attack of the Machines.
Right.
You know, promoting that. We're going to shoot another video. You know, you get the album, T-shirts, hats, all at IamMany.net. You know, if you ain't got money, you can download the album for free. You know.
So any shows coming up?
Yeah, I have a show September 7th. You can go to bkwildlife.com for that. Also think I'm going to do some, I'm going to partner up with EOW, do one of their showcases at some point in September. That's it for now, but I'm going to try to do something in August. You know,
right.
I want to stay active. I want to stay out there. Me and Sands, we almost wrapped up our EP called Get Big.
You and Sandman, Homeboy Sandman?
Me and Homeboy Sandman.
So he's been doing the workout too.
He's getting
monstrous.
Yeah, Sandman. I started. Sandman trained. I think it was last summer. You know,
okay.
and then continued on his own thing because he's always on the road. But yeah, you know,
That's great, man.
Did it too.
You're making hip hop get big, man.
Yeah.
Making us get healthy.
Word up.
Get rid of our beer guts. We drink a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, dope. So, you know, it's Rocksteady weekend. It's going to be the anniversary, the 36th anniversary on Sunday. You looking forward to that? You going to that?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear about the lineup?
Yeah, man. I'll be there. I'll be there to support Sand. My boy Q Unique is going to rock.
Yep, yep.
You know, it's going to be dope, man. I'll definitely be in the house. I don't really know also, too, if I ever went to the Summer Stage event. This is my first time
that show is at Summer Stage. There's been other big hip-hop shows there, but, you know, which is great because they were rocking New Jersey for a few years, and, you know, I always went and supported, but I really wasn't feeling the area. You know, I felt like, man, you know, I wish this could be somewhere bigger and more central.
Yeah.
And it was okay. It was cool.
Yeah.
We went because we're going to go no matter what. It's Rocksteady and it's whoever those artists are. So people will flock to wherever it is. You know, they have following, they have supporters. But while out there, it wasn't as nice as some of the previous locations they've had, which I thought were better.
Right.
And now that they're moving to Summer Stage, that's awesome. That's one of the top locations. And it's right in the center of Manhattan. So it's prestigious, you know?
Yeah. The Jersey didn't work well for Rocksteady. It was never the way it was when it was down in Chelsea.
Amazing shows there, like the Redman on the last one, and just a lot of, you know, EPMD. You know, it was crazy. They've done some great ones out there, but it was good because the performance was good and the stage is a stage, but, yeah, the location wasn't as dope. So, yeah, man, I'm going to see you out there, definitely. You think you're going to jump on stage and do something with Sandman, or is that a secret not allowed to talk about, or you don't know?
You know, it's always possible, you know, but for the most part, I'm just going there to support.
Right, right.
You know, pretty
no
much,
doubt.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, I'll see you out there.
Word up.
You got a Twitter handle?
Yeah, hit, you know, The Real I Am Many. At The Real I Am Many. The website is iammany.net. That's about it. Facebook, you know, I Am Many.
Yo, so let me pull over right here, and you're getting back to the streets, right? You're going to work out, right?
Yes, sir.
This guy, I'm exhausted. He's going for back in. All right, man, have a good one, and I'll see you at on Sunday at the Rocksteady.
Thanks, brother.
Peace,
see you
again,
man.
Here we go. That was I Am Many on MCMI, Interview in the Whip. MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk.
MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk, GMS, and LR Blitzkrieg, Friday nights, MCMIReport.com, man. This is Shy Stimuli, a.k.a. the President, Brooklyn, always in the building. Y'all know what it is. Tune in. Yeah.
Peace, world. I go by the name Cords Cordero. You are now listening to MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk, hosted by my boys GMS and LR Blitzkrieg, every Friday night, MCMIReport.com. Get all your hip hop needs met.
You're listening to MCM.
Yeah. One time. Shout out my nigga Big Gear on this one. I'm sorry, my niggas Big Gear on this one. Through my corneas, the corner of my eye, I block out the erroneous. Sometimes I wish they made these contacts with euphoria, then maybe I can better open my list more accordingly. Underage kids, poor Georgia, Borgy, and get grooved up till 4 in the morning with 4 tender on it. Off on orgy at the crack of dawn, get the crack at the dawn, Corleone. And I'm feeling like I got it made, man. They smell the fade all on me, ask what you made, man. But that don't really count if you ain't saved, man. They enslaving my people straight to the grave, man. Minimum wage in war, ask what we're fighting for. Need more oil? Sure, of course. Just grab a piece of the pie. 3.14, 159 lies hit the floor and break celestial walls per second. And these niggas think it's rap that got me stressing. It's about to be a rap when I pick the Smith & Wesson up. Cause these words ain't enough to be defending us. But I try per second. Niggas think it's rap that got me stressing. I try. An eye for an eye make the world go round. An eye for a guy make your girl go down. She sipped this shit like it's liquor. But coming out my god body, it's like elixir. She tryna prolong life, I'm tryna prolong my diggy shit. I give it to her quick, that's a
sad predicament. I swear I hate predicting shit. She said it tastes magnificent. Sour like Pitbull, sweet like black licorice. Bitches, money, and weed. Same shit, just ignorance. But how you expect me to act less black, less niggerish? Fuck that. Money control all my nigga shit. And the white man stay trying to get a nigga rich. And turn us on each other. Like what we fighting for? Need more horse, another Porsche, of course. Just grab a piece of the pie. 3.14, 159 dimes hit the floor and break their jaws. Make that cussy applause. For a second, only these niggas know this rapping that got me stressing. Bitches pop it off like my Smith and Wesson. As I try, I try. As I try.
They call him Gip Blocker, it's the mutant Mr. Get Down. Live wire, words poke you like barbed wire. Maroon rain, sugar cane, horse thing. My right leg longer than my left foot. Put stripes next to square, still get a circle. Two spirits off of people, I don't see color. I'm a special mind, yeah, special kind. Conceived in the south at a special time. Covered in leaves of gold, scripture written in scrolls. Spoken so clearly in tongues so my children would come. Look around, can't you see the industry? It look like me.
I don't wear the clothes you wear. I'm just different and I don't care. I just said and it's a shame. Everyone wants to be the same. If you are listening here and now, I'm sure I can show you how. It's okay to be afraid. Don't you wanna be special?
I'm so special, boy. Tired of what stupid dog. Nuclear waste is free, atomic bomb. Plutonium explodes on my trademark. Mushroom clouds inside, caught in brain fog. Gamma rays charge my system, now I'm going green. D-force in my veins, pump hydrozine. KC-13, a microphone beam. Cosmic juggernaut, extraterrestrial beam. Reign supreme, once conceived, boy, they broke the mold. All this glory seeking is getting totally out of control. No one's original, one packed up a clone. Invasion of another swagger, snatches aim for the dome.
I don't wear the clothes you wear. I'm just different and I don't care. I know that and it's a shame. Everyone wants to be the same. If you are listening here and now, I'm sure I can show you how. It's okay to be afraid. Don't you wanna be special?
Scientists stood around in silence as I was being born. Was I quote unquote special or was there something wrong? My skin was black, my heart was gold, and my tongue was silver. And the fact that I could talk already, that was a
thriller.
And I feel what I don't understand, so let me warn you. Especially when you make too much noise about being normal. Unusual, but beautiful, the bond and blessing. Sumo kumari, school of exceptional, you
testament.
Let me put something poetic into plain English. I'd rather die than to not be distinguished. Outsiders have no desires to be equal when VIP stands for very insecure people.
I don't wear the clothes you wear. I'm just different and I don't care. I know that and it's a shame. Everyone wants to be the same. If you are listening here and now, I'm sure I can show you how. It's okay to be afraid. Don't you wanna be?
I'm friends with the mayor, I'm a truth-sayer. A crusader, a natural orator. I need a DJ to be the illustrator. Just get a dollar sign, I said my Gucci rhyme. I think it's tea time, don't need a cosign. Team always on the grind, about to let it sign. Hope in the skyline, don't worry about mine. I can handle lies, and watch them bird eyes. I make them go blind, I don't just rap the rhyme.
I don't wear the clothes you wear. I'm just different and I don't care. I know that and it's a shame. Everyone wants to be the same. If you are listening here and now, I'm sure I can show you how. It's okay.
full of myself. Natural how I'm pulling myself. Got my team, we all got fam. Nobody stomachs full by itself. I hear the talking, they hating, but I'm laughing and they faces like. No price to make the exchange. Gave my life away to this game. Got my mic stays for they came. My ice David is blame. I'm fresh to death and ain't no. I don't give a middle finger about none of them hopes. I was on the block and now I'm on the clock. Cause I was born to rock and y'all know I'm stone. Young money bitch, they the dudes. Independent, major moves. Truck fit, YMCMB. Can't none of y'all be incredibly as me. If it ain't about bank, don't BS me. Got drink so dark like GFC. Ain't full play, no PS3. This thing ain't no PSD. They hating on me, I'm laughing. I'm laughing, they hating on me, I'm laughing, they hating on me, I'm laughing, I'm laughing, she's hating on me, I'm laughing, they hating on me, I'm laughing, they hating on me, I'm laughing, I'm laughing.
I got a foreign wife, I got a foreign car, I get foreign money. I mean, I'm going far, spending all the night and get more tomorrow. I'm from outer space, I was born a star. Instead of playing a part, niggas hating hard, so I hardy hard. Get $100,000, I might take a flight and go party hard. Paris stun it, Vegas stun it, pick it, name it, they don't want it. All my haters look surprised, but all my niggas seen it coming. Always scrolling up that stake, always got a shot to drink. Laughing always to the bank, bang. And my car just pulled up. Every time I see y'all, keep my weed y'all filled up. Niggas smell that smoke and be like, bro, what is this? I'm leaving tracks when I skirt out. I'm on that pack, put that dirt out. I'm talking loud, what you heard about? My nigga pounds, but no workout. I'm talking keys to the Chevy, 50 G's to get ready. Need a pound of that lobster, we gon' need some spaghetti. Cause my niggas is mobbing, not to mention we ready. And you ain't in our family.
Ain't in our family.
Fuck nigga, you never was, you never will be, that's why I'm laughing at you. What up Corey?
Yeah.
Yo, what you want from me? We ain't trade no vows, but we was in the mess. I was only went down your block since you was in the west. Don't go digging down these vows, cause I'm a gentleman. All I gave you was a smile, that's a challenge to the gentleman. I'm not even saying our hang is insignificant, but I ain't signing any dots in this form for certificates. We ain't even kicking before a couple incidents. I was trying to tell if y'all was the emphasis.
Yo, homeboy Sandman will be performing live at the Rocksteady Anniversary this Sunday, Central Park. Summer stage is free. Let's get it.
Yo, what you want from me? We ain't trade no vows, but we was in the mess. I was only went down your block since you was in the west. Don't go digging down these vows, cause I'm a gentleman. All I gave you was a smile, not a challenge to the gentleman. I'm not even saying our hang is insignificant, but I ain't signing any dots in this form for certificates. We ain't even kicking before a couple incidents. I was trying to tell if y'all was an emphasis. Yo, what you want from me? Who was saying this nation's indivisible? I don't care what they say, if they pay cash is miserable. Tell them why they're chilling in jail to take a visit to. They was put there by cops who can't pass the physical. Ain't no begging for in bars in your living room. Run up on your fam while your baby drinking infamil. Any day around the way, these things are typical. Everything we say is in vain, the days are biblical.
True.
What you want from me?
What you want?
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 Yo, it's
what you want from me. Don't get mad when I answer, do a vote or not. I don't mess with none of them bastards, freaking autobots. I don't care if the candy says it's like a Puerto Rock. Ain't no difference about being ass, just trying to force a rock. All the politicians are frauds, just an awful lot. Coping up the mouth, but they never knew an awful lot. If it was up to me, I'd throw all them suckers off the dock. I don't give a damn if my opinion is an awful dock.
My bad, I thought autobots was the bad ones. It's those shapes of
yo, what you want from me? I ain't never been scared to keep it real with you. Before I signed the songs, I wasn't trying to get a deal with you. Similar to Shaka, Zulu, I won't hear for you. Then again, it's also Shaka time because I feel for you. You was my boss for a time, now I don't hear from you. Don't be mad at me because I was down to skip a meal or two. Now you don't resolve because I'm exhausted on the pedestal. I'm not to blame because all this garbage is identical. Music about killing black people makes me emotional. Everybody act like the shit is unnoticeable. I ain't trying to post up, I might go postal. But I'm not hopeless, I stay hopeful. There's a big difference between Princess and Toastal. Not the cat talking, bring it back to the old school. I'm the cat talking, take it forward and postal.
What you want? Yo, what you want?
Yeah, I know I ain't cursing a couple hours ago. Life is all about just trying to figure out what's logical. Couple times I thought that I had found a pot to go. 80 times I found it, but if I doubt it, then it's time to go. Switch my mental plane, jump out and yell Geronimo. Maybe I'm like Kiwi, look for space and in the Alamo. All I know is fast and treat my family like animals. That ain't gonna stop regardless of who's dating Amber Rose.
That's true. But hey, yo.
Yo, what you want?
What you want?
Yo, peace, what up? It's Homeboy Sandman, alright? First of a living break. Kicking it on MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk. You understand? This is what I'm talking about Friday, 8 to 10. Congratulations on your participation and awareness taking part in this ill-ish. Son, peace.
MCMI Radio, brand new, and we'll be at Rocksteady this Sunday, Central Park, live house.
Because the fool was never bluffing, I can hit it from the wax. So then I take a buffin' and I'm at. I wait until the opportunity.
MCMI,
like we bring an 88 back.
David Ruffin, quick to toast an MC just like an English muffin. Don't worry about a thing because the fool was never bluffing. I can hit it from the whack. So then I take a buffin and I'm at. I wait until the opportune time and then I attack. But shit, I'm at. Then it's descending into sinners, so I guess I'm not a sinner. Beginners for beginners, so I guess I'm no beginner. This is how I spark it. Put money in my pocket. When it comes to having pleasure, I get hard as a rocket. MC Grand Poo coming through all the residue. The songs are main classes, dating back to the Babaloo. My boys, I call them hot. The phones out of them jock, and I can think of many episodes of Flung and Linkin Park. No, I'm not a phony, and I got a tenderoni. Left the way she is, not too fat, not too bony. Don't drink, drink, I won't sink like a tanker. Knock the boots off a certain Casablanca, and I thank her. Some ass for sink, like Engelbert Humperdinck. Better yet, Dick Cavett, I got a bad habit. Similar to the girl, but she's got a habit. I think with the brain, and I wish behind a zipper. I'm living kind of good, similar to Jack Tripper. A landlord named Roper did a show at the Copa. When I'm finished with this, I'll be paid like Oprah. So if honey wants to act fly, I'll just play like Guy and I'll stick out your thumb and hits, cause you've been cut off like a light switch. See, I'm programmed to slam with the summer, spring, or fall. Before I do a show, I get some kicks out the mall. Then I get my gear and I give Trevor a call, cause he works in the barbershop right behind the mall. Other rappers try to rob me, but you know they got dead. To put it blunt, honey, I cook the kids. So book is back off, break north, there comes the regulator. Bet you that's a fine
one for all.
My suitcases is packed and I'm going on a trip to Micadelphia. I go for self and still be slamming. The school bell is ringing and I cross the mic.
body grammar focus test. Oh yes, my study guide was thick. I cut you with my verbal, didn't hurt you, just a nick off your face. Don't play pronto, watch me and I'll blossom like a rose. And just some new clothes and a fresh face from Rob. Jump on the phone and dial the now room. I'm the come one, come all. We about to get hectic. If my crew don't get in, then the X makes the X to the rear. I'm out of here, don't run on my brothers. I take care of them before I take care of others. The wood bats is zoomed in the 90s, it's aluminum. Stuck to the stage with a mic and I'm doing them something awful. I'm a citizen and I'm lawful. I go to hunting a ball, ripped up a policeman's ball. I got the power to make a car stop. I get some drink from Glackens, and when the crowd slackens, I stop drinking. And then I start thinking about days in the past when Derek X was last, but now I'm on the top. Damn, news travels fast because I'm like that. They can't see this. Read my book, it contains many pieces of verses. I took the time to delete all the curses. So, mom, reach deep in your purses and buy me, take me home and try me and do me well.
Brand new year,
all this
off one. Brand new year,
all this
off one. Brand new year.
Well, I'll
MCMI. Like we bring an 88 back.
Trying to steal my DJ.
Rock, it's the house. Rock, it's the house. Rock, it's the house. Rock, it's the house.
listening to the MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk.
MCMI.
Are we on the air?
Yes, sir, we are on the air.
Is that what they say on the radio still? Are we on the air? Or do they say, are we online?
Are we online? Do we have Wi-Fi? I don't know. Whatever you call it. Are we live?
What's the Wi-Fi password?
Of course we're live. So it's MCMI Radio, 5 to 9.
Yes, sir, Friday night.
MCMI.
It's on us to make sure that, you know, the generations after us know, you know what I'm saying?
It is what it is.
MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk.